Hello, Seattle. This is Dr. Krasia Frayne, and I'm listening to Smartass's Radio with Johnny Video and Geek Goddess Jackie.
Oh, for the love of God, my internet's cut out. Roz!
Holy podcast, Batman!
Right you are, Robin. To the Batcave! We've got to listen to Smartass's Radio. Hurry, chum!
Smart Asses Radio. Hot chicks, geek culture, and unbridled smartassery.
This is madness! This is Smart Asses!
Hey, Homer.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Krusty, Bonnie, Sideshow Bob. What are you guys doing over there?
We're listening to Smart Asses Radio.
Yep. Sure are funny.
I beg to differ. I find their sophomoric humor to be anemic at best.
Don't put a sock in it.
Yeah, well, we'll put a stick up your butt.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com @smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will make you listen to Smartass's Radio.
Good luck.
Hey, smartasses, it's the governor over here. When I'm not filming my movies or porking the maid, I'm sure as hell not putting my ear to the computer and listening to your show. Fuck you. And that horse you put the saddle on. I won't be back. Fuck all of you.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the host at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie.
Smart Asses Radio.
To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype.
Hello, Twonks. Good morning. Good evening. How do you do? How do you be? Whether you're one of our good friends just going to bed in Greece or just getting home from work here in the Western Hemisphere, I am your host, not Mr. Rourke, but Johnny Hollywood Video. And welcome to Smartasses Radio, where if you're like me, despite Brock Lesnar, thanks to AJ Lee, my streak of drooling over ravenous-haired, brown-eyed girls and Chuck Taylors for 22 years is still unbroken. That's how. Bam! And that's exactly how I'm going to welcome you to the show tonight. So, anyway, did you watch WrestleMania last night? Was it overall good for you? Overall bad for you? Did your predictions come true? Did you have a party? Did mom come? Did you wake the kids? Did you get grandma out of the nursing home? Was it all-around good event for you? All I know is I went 4-4 on my predictions, and sadly, the appearances by CM Punk and Sting that I was 100% convinced were going to happen did not happen. But hey, AJ still has the title, and much like Gail Kim, our good friend, the lovely and talented Gail Kim in TNA, that's really all that matters. So, and if you think it's just because she was the number 10 sexiest woman alive on the 2014 Smartasses Magazine Top 100 Sexiest Women Alive list, you're sadly mistaken. All I have to say is, did you see the Divas match? So, yeah, that's why AJ deserves the title, because she's surrounded by 13 other divas who don't. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Maybe 11 or 12. There's probably a couple of other ones in there that do, but Natty Neidhart being one of them. Anyway, now turning to baseball, because I know a lot of you are wondering, Johnny Video, what has happened in the last week with you and fantasy baseball? Well, as for my fantasy team, the Columbus Nads, well, they didn't do so well last week. Sunday morning, which would have been yesterday morning, I was in third place in the entire league, still losing my matchup, but in third place in the entire league. And, well, by the end of the day, suffice it to say, I was in ninth place and still lost my matchup. So, yeah, that's kind of how my fantasy baseball week is going. And also, if you are one of the people keeping up on my quest to catch up with the rest of you in regards to The Walking Dead, which, of course, pleases my boss, Geek Goddess Jackie, which is really the only thing that matters to me in life, is pleasing Geek Goddess Jackie. Well, unfortunately, thanks to the on-demand viewing of Time Warner, DVR, whatever you want to call it. Thanks to watching a bunch of things on demand, this is how I'm going to say it, it killed my cable box. That's the second hard drive chewed up from on-demand viewing on a cable box in the Johnny V household in the last year. In a bitter twist of irony, I guess you could say that my cable box itself is part of The Walking Dead, except it's not walking, it's just dead. So, yeah, anyway, third cable box in the past year is coming tomorrow, and I'll be able to catch up on those elusive last couple of episodes and be able to speak intelligently with the rest of you. Anyway, the chat room is open, folks, if you'd like to chat with the show, or you can always send us a tweet at SmartAssesNet using the hashtag HailJackie, because it's all about Jackie, Geek Goddess Jackie. And just to spread the word on exactly how Twitter works, folks, remember, if a retweet is the equivalent of a fireworks grand finale, favoriting a tweet doesn't even amount to one of those little black hockey puck snakes you light on the sidewalk. So always remember, retweet, don't favorite. I wish that rhymed so you could remember it easier, but that's going to be your public service announcement from Smartasses Radio each and every week. So, as they say, now you know. Anyway, with that said, we want you to definitely stay on smartmarkradio.com after this show is over. And you might want to watch Raw first, but come back and listen to yesterday's episode of Pro Wrestling Weekend. You'll probably enjoy hearing all the WrestleMania 30 predictions we made in hindsight. And, of course, I was on that show, so that alone is reason enough for you to listen. Anyway, speaking of things happening on Smart Mark Radio this week, this Wednesday, you'll want to make sure and catch the SMR Hip Hop Stop with the Lyrical Miracle, R.I.C., and his relatively new co-host, Hill Jack. On Thursdays, you can also catch the SMR version of Paranormal Conspiracy Theory Radio when your hosts Chris Ames and Johnny Wadd go Beyond the Truth. Remember, that's a favorite show of George Norrie. Have you ever listened to Coast to Coast? Well, George Norrie likes to listen to Beyond the Truth. I'm just making that up. He probably doesn't even know the show exists. And then this Friday, for the more mature members of our audience, you can listen to Hit List Radio with your host, the one, the only, Tony, the Hitman T. And, of course, next week right here on Smartasses Radio, talk about waking the kids and getting grandma out of the nursing home. We have from Frasier, from New Adventures of Old Christine, from Devious Maids, and, of course, one of my favorite broadcasts, Bitter Party of Five, actress Tricia O'Kelly. Plus, it is the return of Smartasses Magazine's 2013 Sexiest Woman Alive, 90210's Jessica Lowndes comes back to Smart Asses Radio next week, 1 week from now. 1 week from now, 168 hours from now. So mark that down. With that said, forget the hometown hoochies, folks. I strongly encourage you to go to smartasses.net and check out our current Hat Chick of the Month and our premier Hat Chick of the Month of the Year. Yes, folks, she is our Miss April, May, June for 2014. The one, the only, the guest on the air tonight in the second hour, Tia Rosita Trinidad, four-timer to our top 100 sexiest women list, number 16 sexiest woman alive of 2014, and our 2014 Miss April, May, June, our guest tonight. And speaking of which, if you have been living under a rock, we here at Smart Asses Magazine revealed that 2014 top 100 sexiest women alive list just 3 Mondays ago. So you will want to go straight over to smartasses.net while you listen to this show and peruse what has been by far our most popular top 100 list to date out of the 9 that we've done so far. So, and we also want to remind you, if you would like to advertise on Smart Asses Radio, well, you're talking to the right guy. We are heard on 3 different worldwide networks, and best of all, your ads live forever in our wildly popular archive. So if you would like to sign up, you can advertise with us for as low as $2.50 a month. Just head over to smartasses.net and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page for details. So, anyway, if you have some thoughts you want to share with us about last night's WrestleMania, like I said, the chat room is open. In fact, John Garabedian is already in there, and he's not only glad that Jessica Lowndes is on the show, I know that, because he's told me ad nauseum, but apparently he is also a Trisha O'Kelly fan. So he is really going to be in for a treat next week. So he's in the chat room talking about it. If you'd like to join John in the chat room, just listen to the show. Or like I said, you can join us on Twitter. We are at SmartAssesNet. And anything you want to say to the show, I've got my Twitter interactions right here in front of me. Just use the hashtag HailJackie. So anyway, I do want to add that we have a great show lined up for you tonight. In the second hour, as I just alluded to, we're going to be joined by the former TNA Knockout, Tia Rosita Trinidad. And in the first hour, the other half of the hosting team at Reed All About It Radio, the daughter of music producer L.A. Reed and R&B legend Pebbles, who was on this show back in November, and her brother Antonio Reed Jr. was on the show last week. Ashley Reed joins the show tonight. But before we get to that, before we get to either of those two wonderful guests, we're going to take our first commercial break. And when we get back, we will have this week's top 12 list. Stay tuned.
Wrestling Weekend on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Sue Young.
I'm not afraid. Oh, my God. You did not just call me out. Really? Literally, no? You just call me out like that? How dare you? I have a cold, sir. Like, and then you're going to be calling me out of word sense like that.
Lanny Poffo. Lanny, thank you very much for being on the show this week.
I am the genius full of glory and renown, and I'm living in the past.
Miss Tefmacher.
You know, obviously I was with Kelly and Layla, and we had no choice but to get close, and then over time, you know, it becomes natural. But it is, seriously, you eat a shit sandwich every day for a very long time.
Mr. James J. Dillon.
You know, you talk about the greatest manager of all time. I've always regarded Bobby the Brain Heenan as the guy that set the standard for the rest of us.
Emile Ford.
What do you do other than watch my show?
I watch your show and sleep. That's it.
I bet you have the body of a 19-year-old athlete with a schedule like that.
Yes. You ever seen those pictures of Zeus?
You literally are the Greek god.
Whatever. Diamond Dallas Page.
You want to know what I really thought? I thought, these guys know what they're doing. This is the WWF. I've got no heat here. This is just going to bring out the best in Taker.
ESPN,
welcome to the show.
That's why I've always been happier here, is that they really like to feature the girls. They really like us to show off our athletic ability and, you know, be beautiful at the same time.
Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Smart Mark Radio.
Did you know you can advertise on SmartS's radio for as low as $2.50 a month? Visit SmartS's.net or SmartMarkRadio.com and click on the advertising link at the bottom of the page. Want to catch all of Smart Mark Radio on your Android? Go to SmartMarkRadio.com and download our Android app for only $2.99. Want to keep up with SmartS's radio? Subscribe to our RSS feed on SmartMarkRadio.com. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com @smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
This summer.
Well, good morning to you too, sleepyhead. How about some bagels in bed and an afternoon crossword puzzle?
CIA agent Brian Mills returns.
Kim, find your mother and dial 911.
In the sequel to the sequel to the sequel.
Someone has taken our Sunday paper again.
What are you going to do?
All right, I'm going to leave a note on the door. How's this sound? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for coupons, I can tell you they won't save you that much money. Oh, I also have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for paperboys like you. If you return my newspaper now, even if it's just the comic section, and maybe the sports section. Yeah, I like sports. Oh, and my wife does want to do the crossword, but that's it. You do that, and that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will bend your bicycle wheel.
Liam Neeson stars in Non-Stop Taking Sunday Paper. Coming soon to a theater near you.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Hello, adult boys and adult girls. This is DJ Rhiannon telling you that you need to spice up your sexy time right now. Did you know that accessories in the bedroom are a must? Well, they are. And you are absolutely missing out if you haven't bought anything from Pure Romance by Melissa Lee. This online store has everything. From must-haves like battery-operated vibrators to make you squirm in your panties, to sex toy classics like Mr. Dependable or the Double Banger if you really want to get the party going. But she also carries tons of fun warm-up accessories too, like lingerie, bath and body products, books, and fantasy foreplay stuff like blindfolds, cozy cuffs, tie-me-up tape, floggers, crops, nipple clamps, and I'm feeling spicy just talking about it. Pure Romance by Melissa Lieb is the ultimate one-stop shop for your sexy time needs. Check out our site and see what tickles your fancy. MelissaLieb.pureromance.com. Adult boys and adult girls, you know all of us desire and deserve good quality sexy time. So, all of us desire and deserve Pure Romance by Melissa Lieb.
Nothing spells a Carps baseball game like a bag of Bobby O's potato chips.
Hi, Uncle Rose.
Oh, no.
Can we have some of your Bobby O's potato chips?
No. If I've told you kids once, I've told you 1,000 times. You can't have any of my Bobby O's potato chips.
Aw, come on, Uncle Rose. Even Fluffy wants some.
Oh, no, not you, too.
Yes, everybody loves Bobby O's potato chips. Available now at your local Boondock, Montana grocer.
Hello, Carps fans, it's me, Lefty Mayshak, the old Nuxa. You know, using the Nux on my left hand won me a lot of games for the Boondock Carps, but they're not all that great for enjoying a handful of tasty Bobby O's potato chips. Bobby O's potato chips. They're salty, they're crunchy, and now available in lemon, lime, and grape.
Hey, when I'm not busy being the governor of Montana.
Jesse, you were never the governor of Montana.
Oh, what the hell do you know, McMahon?
My name isn't McMahon.
Anywho, when I'm not busy being the governor of South Dakota or telling you about conspiracies, I'm listening to Smartass's radio, eh?
Jesse, you were never the governor of South Dakota either.
Aw, Montana, South Moncota, who cares? They all grow potatoes better than they do in Colorado.
To interact with Smartass's radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag Hail Jackie.
Smart Asses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smart Asses Radio.
Alrighty, welcome back to Smart Asses Radio, folks. I don't know about you, but during the break, I got myself a lovely beverage. And if you have never heard my thoughts on lovely beverages, I'm going to share those with you right now. You might want to write this down. My thoughts on lovely beverages are this. Man, I enjoy a lovely beverage. There you go. Those are my thoughts on lovely beverages, and I think that actually kind of might just deserve a... There you go. Deserves its own crowd cheer. That's my thoughts on lovely beverages. You know, folks, WrestleMania, not unlike March Madness or the Super Bowl, is one of those American traditions that really has developed into so large of an event, ingrained into the psyche of the human spirit, that it has transcended the mere term event into one that could arguably be referred to, well, as an international holiday. And if you're like me and like most Americans, you were glued to either your TV or computer screen last night for WrestleMania, or perhaps you were one of the lucky ones to either be in attendance or watching at a bar with your friends. Again, clearly a major part of Americana that almost everybody on the planet gets involved in. So with that thought in mind, what we have for you now are the top 12 things overheard at last night's WrestleMania. That's right. In fact, I'm going to get you a drum roll for that. Here we go. We have the top 12 things overheard at last night's WrestleMania. And yes, I'm talking like Dan Theodore from Purpose. All right. Here we go. Top 12 things overheard at last night's WrestleMania. Number 12, the WWE Network has been flawless tonight, except for that glitch where it looked like The Undertaker lost. That's how, let's get some phony laughter here. There we go. No, that's the wrong one. No, not the one I want. Except for that glitch where it looked like The Undertaker lost. Number 11, less wrestling, more zany skits from old guys. Number 10, so if Daniel Bryan wins, that means he gets to take on Kentucky and UConn in a fatal three-way tomorrow night, right? I don't think that's how that one works. Number 9, I really thought WrestleMania XXX would have a lot more porn. Number 8, is that the Great Khali or Barney the Dinosaur wearing red sweatpants? That one confuses me a lot as well. You never can tell. Number 7, I hope the next people to wrestle in that ring don't slip and fall on all that makeup the divas left behind. All that modeling makeup they wear. Let's see, number 6. Wow, Hulk Hogan really looks uber badass in those New Balance sneakers like my dad wears. Number 5, I didn't realize Stephanie McMahon was married to Skeletor. one of the most subtle entrances in a long time. Number four, if you put the Undertaker match in slow motion, you can see the exact moment the WWE Universe's heart breaks. ain't nobody got time for that. Let's see. Number three, so what's the over-under on how many hours Daniel Bryan gets to keep the belt? probably not very many. Number two, nobody told me John Cena was wrestling the Kardashian sisters. I think that was the Wyatt family, but they did look a little bit like the Kardashian sisters with all that long hair and everything. So, and then anyway, what's it? Where does that put us? That was number two. So, okay, here we go. Number one. The number one thing overheard at last night's WrestleMania, well, I've broken wind at 22 straight WrestleManias, and nobody's breaking that streak. That's how that works, and that's where you're going to hit your top 12 things overheard at last night's WrestleMania. So anyway, on that note, please stay tuned. We are going to take our second time out right now, but right after the break, we will have, as promised, Reed All About It Radio's Ashley Reed. So stay tuned.
Have you called Dr. Amoson? She is a world-renowned board-certified trichologist who offers a microscopic hair and scalp analysis and effective treatments to address patchy hair loss, hair thinning, hair breakage, itchy, flaky, and dry scalps, and inflammation, to name a few. Call today, 817-265-8854. 817-265-8854. Once again, it's 817-265-8854.
We are all individually designed. Shouldn't our supplements and vitamins be also? ID Nutrition is an individually designed nutritional program based on verifiable nutritional science. Our products use the highest quality, clinically researched ingredients. Best of all, your ID Nutrition program is developed specifically for you, based on your needs, your goals, and your personal nutritional profile. We start with a free, simple, thorough, and confidential online assessment. And in just a few minutes, our patented ID assessment software develops a set of recommendations based on scientific studies targeted to your specific needs. Start to have the ID life today, the individually designed life, to maximize your overall health. Want to learn more? Please visit our website by going to www.liveyouridlife.com.
Hello, has this ever happened to you?
What's the matter, buddy?
Kramer, I have to buy my girlfriend a gift, and I've only got $5 worth of loot.
That is a problem.
Oh, do you believe this guy? What do I do?
You need to put on your thinking cap, buddy.
He sounds just like me, Jerry.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Johnny Video, baby.
Come on, Newman. Think.
He doesn't sound anything like you.
I know. I'll get her a personalized celebrity voice impersonation greeting from Johnny Video.
Giddy up.
Sorry, Jerry. I like him.
He's terrible, George. He's terrible.
Whoa. Someone's getting crabby. You need to eat more fruit. Plantains, Jerry. Plantains.
My fellow Americans, we are living in troubled economic times. So I would highly suggest you order personalized $5 celebrity voice impersonation greetings from JohnnyVideo.net for your next gift-giving event. I'm not President Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
Somewhere over the rainbow lies a pot of gold that's short to make your next fundraising event a huge success. Rainbow Dust, the innovative and exciting project that is a must-have for any fundraiser, is the hottest interactive candy product on the market today. Visit www.myrainbowdust.com to see how Rainbow Dust can add magic to your next function. Find out why kids will be standing in line for their turn at making their own delicious Rainbow Dust candy creation. Use the promo code RADIO2 to receive free ground shipping. MyRainbowDust.com. Let the magic begin.
The Grand Hotel. Lewis's successful life is deceiving. His wife Pearl is still haunted by the sins of her youth. Yet something strange is brewing at the Grand Isle Gala. Suddenly, rivals' desire for power takes an ugly turn. Discover what will happen amidst the glamour and glitter of the annual gala, where a night of crime, of seething passion, ignite and explode. The Grand Hotel by author J.A. Jackson. Available exclusively at Amazon.com and Kindle Store.
Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Don't be taken in by products that promise to meet your needs in a one-size-fits-all supplement. Studies have shown that every person's body and nutritional needs is different. That's why ID Life is uniquely formulated to offer individually designed supplements that are weight balancing, nutrition restorative, and energy sustaining. We also offer sleep strips, energy chews, appetite control chews, and meal replacement shakes. At ID Life, we understand that nutrition is personal. Your ID nutrition program is developed specifically for you based on your needs, your goals, and your personal nutritional profile. Get started today with a free, simple, thorough, and confidential online assessment in just a few minutes. Visit www.liveyouridlife.com. That's www.liveyouridlife.com.
Tired of sulfate-free hair products claiming to help your scalp condition? If so, you need clinically approved Dr. Amoson's Therapeutic Essentials. Get hair restoration and proven scalp relief today with Dr. Amoson's Therapeutic Essentials. Dr. Amoson has over 27 years of experience as a hair and scalp doctor. Purchase your products at 817-265-8854. That's 817-265-8854. Again, 817-265-8854.
When you've been lifting barrels and bales of hay and anvils and machine parts and 40-foot fuel injectors for the next space shuttle mission and bags of dirt around in your Ram truck all day, driving through 30 inches of mud in your Levi's jeans in the 100-degree desert in the middle of a nor'easter snowstorm while it's raining, cats and dogs in the Grand Canyon, and getting your Lee denim jacket and that 20-gallon cowboy hat of yours all wet while you're trying to eat your beans and tell tales of rustling cattle in your Ford Bronco while you smoke a Marlboro and a Camel next to your buddy Chevy Silverado while you're doing shots of whiskey and talking to the Undertaker about that tumbleweed that just blew by while you were thinking about beef and chewing skull bandits in the mountains of Montana while you're sitting around that campfire in your lamb's wool jacket and heating up that branding iron, scouring the boundary lines of that ranch you got in the good old heart of Texas while you're barbecuing spare ribs in the back of that Toyota Tundra and polishing your Colt 45 while you rub salve on those chafed thighs of yours you got from riding steeds and the handshake of that trusty old saddle while you are out herding buffalo and roping steer and wondering where your next pair of chaps and silver spurs are going to come from as you're washing down that dust with an ice-cold bush and shooting tin cans off a fence post and growing mustaches with the sheriff. Well, that's where Smartass's Radio comes in. Smooth as a mountain stream. To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag HailJackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smartass's Radio.
I just don't understand why you won't talk.
Alrighty, welcome back, folks. From, well, let's just say she's the daughter of music producer L.A. Reid and R&B legend Pebbles and the co-host of Reid All About It Radio, as well as the head chica at Ashley Reid Photography. So I think that's simple enough. Ashley Reid, welcome to Smart Asses Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me, Johnny. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So I got to ask you right off the bat the same thing I asked your brother when he was on the show last week. Did you enjoy the Avril Lavigne bumper music?
I did, actually. I actually have a funny Avril story. When I was 19, I was visiting my dad at his office. He was at Arista at the time. And he was like, Ashley, I got this new art that I just signed. Her name's Avril Lavigne. She's never been in front of a camera before. Would you take some pictures of her? I was like, yeah, sure, okay. So me and Av end up meeting up. We end up becoming, like, close friends, right? She's supposed to be staying at the, like, apartment for Arista Artists, and instead she's illegally staying with me in my tiny little dorm room in college, right? We're taking pictures all the time. She's sneaking in and out. We're having a blast. We're going everywhere, completely underage, like going to every bar, like just having a ball in the middle of Manhattan, right? And some of the pictures that I ended up taking of her at that time ended up being in her diamond-selling album, Let Go. It was, like, it was absolutely incredible to, like, meet her from, like, her first moment walking into that to see where she's at now. I'm so proud of her. And I got some great still to this day.
God. Now, see, the listeners of the show and people that are friends of mine that listen to this show, they know that, like, I'm probably about ready to pass out right now because I don't know if you know the story, but, I mean, this is just, like, I mean, it just couldn't be any more weird, but... I have only had two celebrity, like real celebrity crushes in my entire life.
Right.
One is your mom back in the 80s. Uh-huh. I just thought that she was the single most beautiful woman in existence at that time.
She
still looks great too, but like for that era even, like she was just awesome. And the other one is Avril Lavigne. And yeah, like how weird is that? Like you're 1 degree Kevin Bacon away from both of them.
I have some great pictures of Avril under my bathroom sink in my dorm that you would love. They're awesome.
Probably. But see, the appeal of Avril, it's not the same as your mom. Like your mom is just inherently beautiful. Avril's, it's more like about attitude and just, you know, the style and all that does it for me. So
She's a gorgeous girl, though, too.
Right. Yeah, she's not ugly by any means, but the different feels. But that's cool. I actually saw the picture that you're talking about. One of them anyway. She's wearing like a combat boot, standing in front of a brick wall.
And I just found that randomly. Actually, my other half found it. We just moved into a new house, and you know, the only good thing about moving is that you'll go through stuff that you haven't gone through in forever. And he found like this box of old prints that I made in college that I hadn't looked at since college. And I was just floored at the stuff that I pulled out. And I pulled out that picture of Avril, and I was just cracking up. That was probably the tamest picture that we took out of everything.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the appeal of her, too, is just the I look innocent, but yet everything I sing about and the way I dress is anything but innocent. Like,
yeah,
I like that dichotomy
exactly.
about her, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and you know, I mean, that's actually, like, a great segue into talking about your photography, because that's I started looking at more and more and more, and I've looked at it before, but I just kind of refresh myself with it. But you really take advantage of, whether it's the black and white pictures or the color pictures, you really take advantage of contrast. And that's kind of what I just described about Avril.
Yes, you are very, very, very perceptive. Very perceptive. I did that. I started off as a fine art photographer represented by a couple of art galleries. That's what I've spent. They have been a professional photographer for about 10 years now, and I spent I'd say like 6 years out of that doing fine art. And what I would do is create like these really colorful things, but the subject matter was a bit morose or sad, you know, and I always played with my audience's emotions in that way. And when I went into like editorial and commercial and fashion and all that kind of stuff, it might not have been the same type of subject matter, but that approach stayed with me the whole time. You know, I like stuff that is poppy, even if it's black and white. I like it to be sharp and for it to have contrast and for it to really just you know, just feel like a plush image, you know. But I'd say that I'm still working on my style when it comes to editorial and things like that. I'm still feeling it out and trying to get, like, a look that's my look, you know. That's the hardest thing with being any kind of an artist, like as a musician trying to figure out your sound, as a writer trying to figure out your voice, and as a photographer trying to figure out the style of your images, you know.
Right. I know when I was looking at the whole group of them on Facebook, like, you kind of, you do get a sense of the style. And maybe, I don't know, maybe that's an approach to try to where you go, yeah, maybe I do kind of have a style. You know what I mean? Like, seeing them all together in one group, there was a certain symmetry to them.
Really? You know, that's good to hear.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, on the color ones, like, well, first of all, my eye always goes to the black and white. For whatever reason,
right.
I love black and white photography so much just because you really – it requires more work. You really have to play with the shadows and that kind of thing. But, you know, I was looking at your color ones, and I'm like, you know, I'm not ignoring these color pictures like I normally would because they're so vibrant, and you still use those shadows, and maybe it's not necessarily a shadow the same way you would use black and white, but maybe it's just like
–
I'm lining up this purple shadow with this polar opposite of green right next to it, and you still capture the same effect.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because I personally am actually more of a fan of black and white photography as well, and people don't realize how difficult it is to get the right kind of black and white photograph, you know? So,
right.
But it's been fine. Like, it was hard for me to even cross over into digital. I'm a purist. Like, I did darkroom stuff and processed my own film and printed my own pictures and everything. So it's been interesting crossing over into digital just overall with everything. But what's cool is that I'm also teaching classes on photography and stuff like that now. So, you know, the best way to learn is to teach. So I'm learning, like, all of these new things about, like, what you can do with digital, even if you're shooting something kind of nostalgic, like black and white. And it's been fun. It's been great. But I need to get back to really, really, really shooting a lot more. I haven't had time to shoot as much as I used to. So, and I want to get back into fine art, too. It's just when the economy crashed, everything changed, you know? So I had to switch up, like, how I made a living with my eye, because fine art, I would have been in a box. Like, fine art wasn't doing it anymore at all. Mm-hmm.
Right. What would entail fine art for you? Because, you know, for some people, like, I mean, classical music or sculpting or painting.
Exactly.
Like, what do you delve into?
When I say fine art, all I really mean is, like, where your art kind of ends up. You know, like, fine art has always been in a gallery type space. So it's like you put together a project that's very specific, and it doesn't have to follow any rules whatsoever. Like, you can do whatever the hell you want, you know? And it's for your audience. So if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. Art is subjective. But in fine art, there's no rules at all. And that's what I always loved about it, was I could just create and not have to create with what the editor wants in mind, and not have to create considering a magazine layout, and not having to create for what the client wanted, or et cetera. It was literally just whatever I wanted to do, however I wanted to express myself. And it was put up on gallery walls, you know? I mean, that's really the major difference, is just how you showcase your photography, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah. There are fashion photographers who I would consider fine art photographers, but their medium of fashion, you know? So it just depends.
Right. Well, I love everything that I've seen. Did anybody ever inspire you? I know he's kind of like, not, you know, he's a little more gauche now, but I mean, 20 years ago, like Ansel Adams was all the rage. Was he like one of your favorites or somebody else? Or?
Ansel Adams, I mean, I've always appreciated Ansel Adams' photography, but, you know, a photographer that really kind of like I know now kind of sculpted my brain when I first saw his work was a guy named Harry Callahan, who used to take, he'd only take pictures of his wife, Eleanor. I want to say it was maybe back in the 60s. It was all black and white stuff. It was really minimalist stuff, and it was just really exposed and open and, you know, it kind of had a raw elegance to it. And I just remember, you know how like you can remember the first time you maybe heard Michael Jackson or something?
Sure.
I think like Harry Callahan, like the first time I really feel like I looked at a photograph and it did something to me, you know? But
right.
I'm one of those people, like, I'm so inspired by so many different things. It's hard for me to have favorites. And, like, I feel like everybody can make something great or everybody can make something terrible. But if it inspires you, it inspires you. And I look at images all the time and, you know, I'm inspired by aspects of what so many people do. But really, more so than anything, I think I'm the most inspired by music, honestly. Music and film. But I just choose to do photography. It's just, it's what feels most natural to me. I've been doing it since I was a little girl. So I've tried going into video and things like that, and I just know that I would have to mold myself more technically and things like that to really go into that world. And I'm just not, I guess I feel old or something. Like, I'm just not ready to go into all that crap again, you know?
Right.
But I'm so inspired by films and music. It's ridiculous.
You could always make like a short film or something, I don't know. I'm off the top of my head, I'm thinking Stanley Kubrick-ish or something really
something
artsy.
Like that, yeah. No, you're right. I've had ideas like that. I just haven't done them yet, you know, but they're coming. They'll come around at some point. As soon as I stop working 6 days a week, then maybe I'll have time to do all that other fun stuff. We'll see.
Right. Right. Well, that's a good way to flip over to talk about Read All About It Radio, because I know you guys are kind of on a break. You haven't really done anything since January, but I know the show's coming back, right?
Oh, yeah. No, the show's coming back. It's one of those things where if we had our own station, it'd be different in terms of the way that things are branded and kind of done. And me and Tony are the type of people where we're taught, like, you know, stuff's got to look a certain way and stuff has to have a certain amount of organization because of the people that we invite to our show. I mean, we have big guests on our show. So it's like, you know, the station said they wanted to rebrand again. And we were like, okay, you know what? Let's give you guys time to just get done what you need to get done, redo the website, give it, you know, a different name, this, that, and a third. So that way, when we push our next season, we're not changing it in between like we did the last time, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you guys get it together, and then when it's together, we'll be back, basically.
Right.
So, but the great thing is that, I mean, me and Tony, we have so much stuff going on just overall in terms of production and, you know, TV and just in terms of, like, our daily just lives. That when it happens again, we can jump right back into it. But I'm kind of enjoying the break because I'm able to just hone in on other things that needed to be nurtured a little bit more, is basically
right.
The way to say it.
Right. I know what you mean,
but I
too.
Love I mean, doing that show.
Yeah, but it does. I mean, I'm with you because I love doing this show, too. Like, I feel so – it's so much fun to kind of write the material the day before and then the day of and after. Like, you just – such a satisfactory feeling, but it does wear on you, man. Like, you know, I'm really looking at going down to like 3 shows a month as opposed to every single week too, you know, so.
Yeah, it takes a lot. Even just getting the guests and, you know, that's everything. Like, it's a constant hustle. And for me and Tony, it's not our main priority. It was something that kind of fell into our laps, and we enjoyed it, so we went with it. But, you know, if it was our main priority, like, if I really wanted to be a radio personality, I devote every day to it. But I'm seeing now, it's like, okay, like, we haven't done it since January, and I'm 100% fine. You
right.
know what I mean with that? There's just other stuff to do. So we'll see. When it comes back, it'll come back. And, you know, we would have dusted off plenty of time by then. So
right.
we'll have to see.
Well, I do enjoy your show, and I, just, you know, me from one radio guy to another radio
uh-huh.
gal, like, you are very good
you.
On the air, you know.
Thank you. We're a little crazy, but I think it works.
Well, I think my favorite part of all that is Ashley Reed on the air is, and I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, you're cursing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My mom hates it.
I know. I think I've witnessed her call in at least twice and admonish
yeah.
you with a body mouth.
Uh-huh. It's so funny because my mom didn't, because we've always been really respectful around our parents, right? You know, mm-hmm. not that we're not ourselves around our parents, but we weren't ourselves around our parents. And
sure.
it just came a year where we were finally just like, let's try to curse really quick and just see what happens. Or let's just pick up a beer and put it slowly up to our face and see if, like, alarms go off. Like, let's just see what happens. So she's still, I mean, she knows that I'm grown, but she's still just like, don't do that. Like, people aren't going to want to work with you. Big companies aren't going to want to hire you. And it's like, yeah, but I'll be cursing in there too, just like everybody else does. Like, this is me. Like, this is me unfiltered. I would just tell her, like, just don't listen. Like, please, just don't listen to the show because I'm not going to have a filter. That's what makes it work, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it was a little traumatic for her. Very traumatic for her, to say the least. But, you know, I have zero regrets.
Yeah, that whole thing just makes me laugh because I, you know, like, I don't know her, but I've talked to her a couple of times, and
mm-hmm.
I just know that that stuff gets under her skin. And like,
it does.
And just the whole back and forth of everything about it just cracks me up. So
it's interesting, though, because, and this is why I love my mom, because her and I, we're the same in a lot of ways, but the ways that we're different, we're really different, you know, like, I'm fine with nudity. I never wear shoes. I'm, like, the Miss Activities person. I've always been, like, the rebellious person. And she is total opposite. My mom's very classy. She's like, a wonderful lady, you know, and she's business-oriented, and she's, you know, like, she's just more controlled than I am. But, like, I would have an art show, and she'll be standing next to one of my pieces, and I'll be butt-ass naked in the piece. And she'll be standing next to it like, my daughter is naked, and it makes me a little uncomfortable, but isn't this a beautiful piece of art? Like, she's always, like, she loves me for being exactly who I am, even though it makes her, like, want to just cover her face sometimes. And I respect
right.
that from her so much because she really – she not only just allows me to be who I am, even when I was a kid, like, she likes it. But she's more tickled by it, and she'll cringe at times, but she accepts me for it, you know.
Right.
I appreciate that about her a lot.
That's so funny you talk about that because, you know, like I said, you know, like your mom was the bomb to me back in the day. And I still remember
right.
that picture of you as a little girl in the little white dress and her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a black and white picture, too. And her in her, like, pseudo-40s attire, which was kind of
yeah.
popular in the 80s. And, like, you know, here you are now, like, what, 20-some years later on the air
uh-huh.
with me. Like, it's just so, like, it's just so weird to even think about that, you know.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
anyway.
Mom, she's so cute. She's always had us really involved in the arts with her. You know, like, she would put me in her music videos when I was a kid. She wasn't trying to be the artist that was running around with lingerie on and acting like she didn't have children. And you know what I mean? Like, she really brought her life into her image, you know? So we were always on tours and music video sets and, you know, just everything. Like, she taught us to be comfortable with a creative life, you know?
Right.
So I guess I didn't go the way that she maybe thought that I would completely with it, but it's her fault that I'm so comfortable.
Right, right. So anyway. All right, Ashley. Well, I warned you about it off the air. We're actually at the time now of the interview where it's time for your lightning round. And
okay.
I'm going to play the theme music for this lightning round, and during the theme music, I need you to get in that mental state like you're going to chop a cinder block in half, like with a karate chop. That's the mental
sure.
state you need to be in. Okay. All right, here we go. Your music for the lightning round. Here we go.
The lightning round.
See, right there, you're ready to quit. You're ready to kick these questions in the nuts right now.
I am.
All right. Question number one. All right, we're gonna get a dad reference in here. Question number one.
Okay.
The L.A. Dodgers or the L.A. Lakers?
L.A. Lakers.
I'm gonna have to cheer you for that one. I think that is the correct. All right, good answer there. That's the same one your brother answered last week too.
Ooh, of course it was.
Yeah. question number two. If we could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the Avril Lavigne songs Slipped Away and Hello Kitty, would we then name that new song Hello Away or Slipped Kitty?
Slipped Kitty.
That is the correct answer.
That's the correct answer.
That is, you are two for two, my friend. All right, now your brother got this one wrong. I'm going to see if, and then I will reveal the secret behind this once you
okay.
give your answer. Now, according to your mom, how many horses are in the sky? This is a song title. This is a song title. How many horses are in the sky?
How many horses are in the sky? Zero? I have no idea.
It is a number less than 10. It is a
number. How many horses are in the sky? Oh, my God. Three.
No, I'm sorry, actually.
No.
I got
it wrong.
I put you on that one. All right, the answer is 7, but now I'm going to reveal the secret behind this. Now, as you know, today's date is April 7th. When he was on, it was March 31st. In the middle of all of that is, of course, April Fool's. This is one big April Fool's joke on the both of you because it was not your mom who made that song. It was a group called The Pebbles who sang the
Listen,
song Seven Horses in the Sky.
I am like, in my head, I was like, when will my mother ever make lyrics about horses being in the sky? It doesn't even sound like her. That's why I got really confused. Like,
right.
What was she going through on that record?
Well, like the Christian album isn't like as ingrained into people's minds as much as, you know, Girlfriend Mercedes. So.
Right.
You know, and it kind of sounds like a Christian song. So that's what I just wanted to see if you guys catch it and neither of you did, but oh well.
Well, the funny thing is that I was trying to think of the horsemen, and I said three. So I was on the right track. I still just didn't get right how many horsemen there were.
Right.
But I was almost there.
Yep. That would have been the four horsemen. So, yeah, but,
and I'm still wrong. Oh, my God. Hello. Just wrong. Just completely wrong. Next question.
All right. Here's an easy one for you. Who are your favorite superheroes? You know, Superman, Batman, that kind of thing. Superheroes, male and female.
Female, I would have to say She-Ra. And male, I would have to say, I guess I would have to say Batman. Batman's sexy. I like Batman.
Those are two very... You're the very first person to ever say She-Ra, and I am surprised that's like not a top five answer. I really am. That is a
great answer. I just remember She-Ra from when I was a little girl. Like, I never got into like Wonder Woman and, you know, like all that kind of stuff. But for some reason, She-Ra was just so fly to me when I was little. I'll never forget her. I liked her more than He-Man.
Yeah, I kind of did too. Like, it was a better cartoon. Like, they were both horrible cartoons in hindsight, but it, you know,
right,
she was
exactly.
Yeah, that was pretty, yeah. Now, see, I'm a voice guy, so I like kind of pick it. Like, you know, when you're watching those two cartoons, you can kind of tell that it's like the same voice actors doing all the different.
Right.
So that makes me laugh on a regular basis too. But anyway, all right. Question number five. Should someone invent a way to play charades on talk radio shows?
If they did, I'd be shocked because I don't see how that's at all possible, but I'd be down with it for sure. It sounds
okay.
Interesting.
I think I'm going to have to cheer you. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure how it would work either, but it does sound like a lot. Number six from the Archie comics, Betty or Veronica?
Veronica.
Oh, you rock. That is... The ravenous haired black girl, or the ravenous black haired girl with the bad attitude. That's the best one.
She is the best. Yeah.
Yep. Number seven, is Alex Trebek really the right choice to represent Colonial Penn Life Insurance?
Alex Trebek. I mean, I don't see why not. I think William Shatner personally should just represent everything. I think he's the perfect representative for absolutely anything we could think of.
You know what?
So I go with no, William Shatner.
That is the exact answer we were looking for. Nice work on that one. All right. Which of the following three phrases would you be more likely to drop an F-bomb in?
Okay.
Phrase A, I bleeping love Kevin bleeping Spacey in House of Bleeping Cards. Phrase B, I'm starting a bleeping band if you can play a bleeping guitar, bleeping DM me, mother bleeper. Or phrase C, if those bleeping kittens and puppies don't shut the bleep up, I'm going to stick a bleeping high heel right up their fuzzy little bleeping ass.
This is tough because I love House of Cards, but I am really wanting to start a band for no reason. That's a funny thing. Like, I don't even want us to necessarily perform live. I just want to have band rehearsal. So I think that's the thing that I'm most bleeping excited about at the moment. So
right.
I would have to go with B.
All right. I'm gonna cheer you for that one. I think that is
okay. Although House of Cards is amazing.
Right. Well, I know you're a fan of the show, but honestly, I probably would have accepted the one about the loud kittens and puppies, too, you know, because that's just, you know.
But I
just...
love puppies, and I love kittens, unless they sound like babies crying. That freaks me out. Other than that, I love puppies and kittens.
Gotcha. All right, question number nine. We're going to play Family Feud on this one. We've surveyed 100 people,
ooh,
and the top five answers are on the board. Name something that is better when it's hot.
Pizza. No, that's not true. I like cold pizza. Okay, hold on. Something that's better when it's hot. Coffee.
You actually are one of very few people to actually give the number one answer. Coffee was the number one answer, then soup, pizza,
really?
Tea, and cocoa. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Pizza was number three, yeah. Nice work.
Wow.
All right. Question 10, have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons? And if not, who do you think you would want to punch first, the guy pretending to be a wizard or the guy pretending to be an ogre?
Well, this is actually really funny and slightly embarrassing. I took a Dungeons & Dragons elective class in high school, so I have played Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, my God. Well,
I'm going to have to
that one, but
I agree with you on that.
You can still get some bonus points, though, by who would you rather punch first, the guy pretending to be a wizard or the guy pretending to be an ogre? Who would you punch
The ogre, for sure.
Honest,
the ogre is ominous. Yes.
All right, I got a budgie. See, anybody wearing the pointy wizard hat needs punched by default. That's just prerequisite. All right, question number 11. Who, in your opinion, is the sexiest woman alive?
The sexiest? I would say Angelina, but she lost too much weight. And I would say Megan Fox, but she got too much plastic surgery. Maybe... Oh, damn, this is hard.
Megan Fox has gotten kind of emaciated lately. I've noticed that. Like,
something's a little,
not going.
Yeah, but she got something done in her face that's just, it just breaks my heart. But, I mean, Angelina, she's been the sexiest to me for a while, but I have been in love with Jennifer Lopez for a really, really, really long time, so she's going to have to get it. Jennifer Lopez, I think, is sexiest.
That's a good answer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, if this were still Family Feud, Angelina Jolie would be the number one answer, and several people have said J-Lo, so those are very good answers. So,
awesome.
All right, and the final question for you, before then we'll let you hit your plugs here. I actually had an option C of use a coupon, but everybody gave that as the obvious answer, so I've removed it. So now it's just two choices. What is the worst thing a guy can do on a first dinner date? A, ask for a doggy bag, or B, order a root beer?
Ooh, I would have to say B, order a root beer. I don't like root beer, and I think that it makes you look pussy. So I would say order a root beer.
Thank you. Somebody else who gets it. I have a good friend of mine. Every time we ever go out to dinner together, we go to a nice place, and the first thing out of his mouth is, do you have root beer? And I just want to slap him in the back of the head.
I would probably just get up and leave. Seriously.
Right. It's just, you know, it's okay to, like, you know, still kind of, like, be a little kid inside, but, I mean, you've got to draw the line.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, well, let's...
I love those questions. That was awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. So, anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and hit your plugs here, and we'll get you out of here because I know you got things to do and you're hidden in a bedroom there. But let people know where they can find your Facebook, Twitter, you know, where they can find your photography site. The next minute's all yours.
Well, everybody, you can go to AshleyReedPhoto.com to check out some photography and some film stuff and video and fine art that I've done. I'm also Ashley Reed Photo on Instagram. If anybody wants to submit music to potentially go to Epic Records or a plethora of different record labels, you can go to blazetrack.com/AshleyReed. It's blazetrack.com/AshleyReed. I meet the most incredible artists on there and have sent quite a few of them on in hopes for major things, and that's something that I'm really interested in doing right now. And I think I'm just Ashley Reed on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook that much, though. I'm an Instagram person. And that's basically it. Just look out for it. There's a lot of really cool stuff coming up in the horizon, and I can't wait to share it with everybody.
Cool. Well, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. So, anyway, yeah, I mean, I'll extend the same thing that I extend to everybody. Anytime you want to come on the show, like, you know, your radio show starts in a couple weeks and you want to come on for 5-10 minutes to plug it or whatever, you know, just give me a heads up and I'll find the room for you. We'll make it happen for you, all right?
Thank you so much, and vice versa, okay? I love this interview. I really appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, Right back at you. So, anyway, folks, all right, on that note, it's going to wrap it up with Ashley Reed. And when we get back, we'll have our number 16 Sexiest Woman Alive, Tia Rosita Trinidad, coming up. So stay tuned.
Hey, player, is you tired of blinging your gear, flashing your skrilla, and cruising around for dimes in your whip with no bass? Don't hate the player, my Nichols. Hate the game.
I'm loving how it's going in the Akron scene, cause I'm rolling with the dudes and they act as mean. Always come around here when they asking me. I cause catastrophes the way it has to be. This is Tony Sin, man, yeah, and this is Soundstrom. West on the beat, yo, it's like we bringing sound, dude. I ain't never slowing down, it's not allowed, dude. Haters in the dark trying to hide, but we're down.
So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Little finger up and stay rapping for my video. Due to the hip-hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com. So you wanna hear the bomb stuff? Sick of the videos. Little finger up and stay rapping for my video. Due to the hip-hop stop, it's the bomb. Ain't you heard? SmartMarkRadio.com.
Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, only on SmartMarkRadio.com. The following is a special Smart Asses Radio Sports Update. Welcome back to the 44th Annual Blind All-Stars Golf Tournament here at Royal Melbourne Golf Club. I'm Summer Patterall, and now let's go live to Nigel Barnsworth on the first hole as Stevie Wonder still tries to tee off.
Thank you, Summer. Stevie Wonder is already 77 strokes away. Make that 70, 79, 82 strokes over par, and has yet to hit the ball. Swing, miss. Swing, miss. Swing, miss. Swing, miss. Swing, miss. Well, there you have it. Stevie Wonder, now 89 strokes over par, steps away from the tee acrimoniously, though he attempts to break the club over his knee, misses gratuitously, and trips over the ladies' tee. Let's go 4 yards up the fairway, shall we, to Jack Pot, who has the call, as Ray Charles sits at 274 strokes over par, and is still attempting to take his second shot.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
I always know I can count on you, mighty Hercules.
You only had one sandal, Jason, which means you were meant to be king of Ulysses. Why are you laughing?
Hercules! Oh, it's most amusing. Argo said he wanted to pass the time by having a drink while we sail on our quest to find the Golden Fleece. Hmm?
And what's so funny about that?
Well, it's comical, Hercules, because he got drunk on his own wine and passed out. So Castor and Pollux and myself put his hand in hot water so that he would pee himself. Then we all found writing utensils and drew on his face.
By the gods, listen now. Remember what I'm going to say. Never draw on the host.
But Hercules, I don't understand. I thought when someone passed out at their own party, they were considered fair game, hmm?
And who bought you that glass of wine you hold in your hand?
I'm sorry, mighty Hercules. You are right.
Well done, lad. Now you'll grow up to be fine and strong.
I just hope I'm as wise as you are one day, Hercules.
And you will be, my boy, because you have a strong will.
Thanks, Hercules. And right now, I'm going to do what Leardy said we should do all along. And that's blow pepper up his nose and glue a banana to his hand so maybe he won't notice that he pissed himself. See ya.
Bye then.
You know what they say, Hercules. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
He's 35. Looking for more smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
So, Ricky, how about that soundbite, man?
Oh, you're terrible. And your show is terrible. If it weren't for Geek Goddess Shacky, I'd have already downloaded it, put it on a floppy, just so I could wipe my ass with it.
Well, that's really...
Oh, well, you hear that noise? That's you. You just told a joke. And what's that? What's that? Is that applause? No. Oh, is that laughter? No, that's a pin dropping. Your audience hates you. I hate you.
That's not really...
You are not smart. You stupid asses. You should be called stupid asses. What? You're leaving? Rude.
To interact with SmartS's Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartS'sNet using the hashtag HailJackie.
Come to me no more, Moses. When are you going to bring me real proof of your God?
And when are you going to let my people go?
All that they ask is to sit at the foot of Mount Sinai, to warm their souls by the burning bush of God, and to listen to Smartass's Radio.
Smartass's Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. Or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. The Smartass's Radio.
Most of you know her as a former TNA knockout, and she is one of the stars of the sci-fi thriller film Army of the Damned, as well as our number 16 Sexiest Woman Alive and Smartass's Magazine list April, May, June. Tia Trinidad, welcome back to Smartass's Radio. That was a mouthful.
Yay, thank you guys for having me again.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. It's always a pleasure to get you on the show here. So, anyway, my first question to you is going to be, I know you've been under the weather lately. How is your cold?
Oh, my God. Thankfully, I'm 100% better now. I just got back in the gym a couple of days ago, so I'm feeling good, and I'm back to where I should be.
Good. You don't sound too stuffed up or anything. You've been hitting the Claritin and all that happy fun stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, from what I'm hearing, the flu's going around, so I just prayed it wasn't that. But I think it was just a really bad cold, and it's also turning spring, so I have really bad allergies, so that's where the Zyrtec comes out and the Claritin and all that fun stuff. So, you know, it's that time of season.
Right. Do you get, I mean, because I know you're, like, right in the heart of New York. Do you get a lot of pollen in the city? Or does, like, Central Park generate enough of it? Or are you kind of distanced from there? Or
I'm in Queens, so it's maybe, like, a half an hour away from the city. So
okay.
It's not so much that, but there is a lot of trees, and I always get pollen, and it's the worst, really.
Okay, gotcha. So,
yeah,
all right,
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, and you're right. The change in the weather always seems to do it. Like fall and spring are like when most people get the most sick, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's like you're looking forward to it so much, but then for me, not so much.
Right. Well, speaking of New York, I do have to rub this in on you because I know you're a baseball fan. Your beloved Yankees are only off to a 3-3 start, so I got to rub that in.
That is true, but from what I'm hearing, they did good today, and your Mets, aren't they like 2-4?
Well, see, the Mets will kind of...
that's like saying what had happened was stuff, and some more stuff, la, la, la.
Well, the Mets are a different animal because they're not expected to, you know, be great. They're expected to be mediocre. Your Yankees are expected to go undefeated all 162 games. So the fact that they are only at 500, yeah, I have to point that out.
Yeah, but, you know, we're champions, so we'll get it.
Right.
I'm sure we're going to get it together. You know, there's a buffer stage. We're going to get it together.
At some point, I need to try, especially because you live in Queens, you're actually closer to the Mets, correct? Do I have my boroughs correct there? Aren't you a bit, a little closer to the Mets stadium than the Yankee stadium in the Bronx?
Yeah, it's true, but at the same time, I mean, you should see it between my families. I mean, half of us are Mets fans, half of us are Yankees fans, so it's like battle within the house, battle within, you know, my friends out here. It's just, it's crazy, so, I mean... Technically, yes, but I've been to Yankee Stadium more, and I like champions. Sorry.
I gotcha. Well, at some point, I'm going to try and turn you into a bona fide Mets fan. But anyway, you
I've
actually...
heard that from Boston people before. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, my friend Maria, she's from Boston, and she's constantly telling me, no, we got to go to Fenway Park, and we got to do this. And, you know, Boston Red Sox, I was like, no, ma'am, no.
Boston, I have to admit, I despise the Red Sox, and I think any true New York fan should despise the Red Sox by default. But she's got a point. I think it would be a lot of fun to watch a baseball game at Fenway Park.
I agree. I think it's one of those places that you just kind of have to. I haven't yet, but at the same time, it's a weird situation because it's like, you don't like the Boston Red Sox, but yeah, it's one of those experiences that you should be a part of.
Right. So now you used to play baseball as a kid, right? We got that from your Hot Chick of the Month article. Like that was.
I did. I played softball out here when I was a kid. My grandfather used to take me out in the front, and we would play baseball all the time. And when I got into, and the problem with that is, there, right outside the house, there's not a lot of space to run. So we didn't have the bases, and we didn't have anything like that. It was just you hit, okay, good for you. That's it. And when I got into the actual softball team, I didn't realize, like, I don't know what didn't click because I watched baseball, but when I actually got on the field and I hit a really good ball, like, I didn't run, and my grandfather tore me up that day, and from then on, I ran as fast as I could for every single ball I hit, so it was traumatizing, I will say that. He was so mad at me.
All right. That's funny, guys. I was just, God, what's that show that's got David Spade on it and the guy that used to play Putty on Seinfeld is on it? It's like a CBS show. Anyway, they run reruns of it on WGN, and I actually saw it for the very first time last night. And what you just said was actually the episode that I watched last night where, like, the guy's wife was on the team, and she hit the ball, and she was so excited that she didn't run to first base. Like,
oh, my
that
God.
Kind of ironic.
Funny. I didn't, and then it's worse that it happens on TV shows to make fun of my real life, but that's great.
Right. So your other sports is swimming, which makes sense, but you listed badminton, too. Like, I don't know too many people that actually list badminton as one of their three favorite sports to play. Like, what is it about badminton that you like so much?
I don't, to be honest, I couldn't even really, it's not like, I was just normally really good at it, you know, and when I was in high school, we always played badminton. I was really small, but man, I could hit it, so I always liked playing it, and then, you know, for picnics or anything like that, if, you know, family had it or whatever, I was just really good at it. It wasn't like something that I sought out. It was just something that I was naturally, you know, beating everybody. And, you know, we're very competitive people as Puerto Ricans. So whenever I got the chance to rub it in somebody's face that I won, I definitely did.
Right. Did you ever do any other sports in high school, like volleyball, basketball? Did you try any of that stuff out too?
I did. I wasn't very good at basketball, and I wasn't very good at volleyball, honestly. I don't know. It's baseball that was just my number one, as that I really liked doing. And even, you know, track, I guess that was kind of, I mean, you can count that as a sport, I mean, technically, but track I always kind of liked doing. And I was always very active. But from a kid, like, I knew, like, wrestling was what I wanted to do. And unfortunately, you can't really start that young. I mean, technically, unless you really know somebody or it's in your family like that. I mean, I wrestled with my dad and my uncle, but it wasn't the same as actually getting into a school and learning properly like that. So.
Gotcha. I know, like, with basketball, like, you know, height will come into the conversation a lot of times. But with volleyball,
yeah.
You know, with volleyball, actually, like, not being tall can be an advantage, you know, playing, like, in the back row and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It just bothered me for some reason. But I think it was also, like, the way I hit the ball. Sometimes I hit it too far. Sometimes I hit it. I just wasn't very good at aiming, unfortunately.
Right. That's kind of how I was, too. Like, I don't know. I played intramurals in high school, and it was like, you know, I really thought I was going to be a badass going up. And I could spike it every once in a while, but you put me anywhere else on the court, and the ball might go back over the net or it might go back into the stands. Like, it's just, it was the same exact thing. So, anyway, we've got a caller on the line. I believe his name is John. John, you are on the phone with the lovely Rosita.
I'm sure she remembers last time when I sang her song.
I think she probably does.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good, John. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Like, after what you were talking about, I mean, that right away made me get to your new song and what could be good for that.
Oh, another song,
Rosita,
huh?
Is a doll, and she lives in the hall at the mall, and she's only 5 feet tall. So just give her a call, and she'll meet you in the stall when she takes out her baseball.
Man, I got to find the crowd cheer for that one, John. John,
that's
really
gay.
A shame.
That's class for that.
Yeah. It's a shame you didn't do that when Ashley Reed was on, because she might have been able to hook you up with, you know, music producer L.A. Reed and maybe get you a gig writing songs for people, John. I think you've really reached a new level there.
Yeah, well, you were too busy with the comments. I mean, too busy with the questions, I think, at the end.
Right. Well, hopefully she's still listening, and maybe we can make some connections. But if I understand, you actually had two songs for Tia tonight, correct? That was song number one. Don't you have like a backup song also?
Yep. So you're actually in it this time.
Oh my gosh, John, stop!
I think you, whatever you're holding in your hand, by the way, Johnny, if you're drinking something, you may want to put it down when you hear this.
All right, I am seated, and I am now mentally prepared for the poetry you're about to unleash. Go ahead.
Yes.
My name's Rosita, and I cannot wait to go to the lake to get that cake for Johnny Video's girl, Kate, because I heard they're going on a date while they're at the gate, and I heard they're going to get raped while they masturbate.
Now, see, that's young man, that's, I don't know that I can cheer. I have to buzz you for that one, because... We should not have talked about some of those things on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that this was a rated R, like I've always heard.
Well, I don't know. It might be rated R, but I kind of like to keep it a little bit PG.
I apologize for that, because I had to make a perfect one. Like, Olito's going to kill me for that one.
Follow WWE's lead. PG,
exactly.
I mean, like, I gave Rosita an ad on Facebook, but I thought it was for a moment, like, my name's Rosita, and my Facebook is for friends and family only, because my fans act like baloney when they send me a picture of a pony on my Sony.
That's very
good impromptu rapping. I do.
Yes,
I got to give you credit for that. So, anyway, John, would you like to ask the lovely Tia Trinidad any questions before we let you go?
Yeah. Well, the question is, like, first, I enjoyed your segment when you were on AfterBuzz, when you were on the Raw, After Raw show for the past couple of times. Like, you did a great job in that. Would you ever consider doing a full-time for that someday?
Possibly. I mean, it was really fun. Like, anytime I go there, they bring me in for that. But I think I have to be around the L.A. area to do that. So if I move out there, possibly.
Oh, great. Well, great talking to you again, Rosita, and I hope to be a friend when I add. And if I do, then I'll keep up like I do with everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot, John.
Okay. See you soon.
Yeah, you too. Keep listening, my friend. I'm going to mute you, but keep listening, all right?
Got it.
All right, here we go. All right, anyway, that's... I don't know. Like, I think that deserves another crowd cheer. That was really just some great impromptu rapping there. So anyway,
yeah,
since
you know
he
my brother's got some competition with that.
I know. So anyway, since he brought up wrestling, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about it. The whole WrestleMania thing, I know everybody's probably trying to get your opinion on it. Let's go ahead and, like, answer the thousands of people that want to ask, what do you think about them doing that to Undertaker's streak last night?
Oh, man, it's bittersweet in a way. I think that, I love that the streak went on for so long, you know. I think that if they were going to end the streak, it maybe should have been last year with CM Punk. But, you know, I mean, apparently that they've been wanting to do it, but it would have been really cool to see maybe Undertaker Sting match for WrestleMania 31, and maybe that's when the streak ended or something. But to Brock Lesnar, I was just very surprised. You know, I was very surprised that it's, you know, a little bittersweet, but I think that, you know, eventually it was going to happen. It's just when was the question, but I don't know. Part of me is still kind of sad about it.
Right. That's kind of the way I look at it, too. And, like, I mean, last night when it happened, like, it was just, I mean, as they panned around the stadium, everybody's jaw was just wide open and eyes wide. Like, I cannot believe that just happened. And that's kind of how it was on Twitter, too. And, that, I mean, that's certainly how I was. But then, you know, I went back and read that actually Undertaker had wanted to, you know, he was choosing that match. He wanted to lose to Brock Lesnar back in 2010. So it kind of made sense. And then when you realize that, hey, man, the company didn't force him into this. This is what he wanted to do. It kind of took some of the edge off of that. But you're right. I wish it would have been CM Punk either last year or, you know, I was telling you this off the air. This is what I predicted would happen. I really thought we were going to have it where Brock Lesnar was just beating the absolute living tar out of Undertaker. And they kind of started going that way. And then I thought the lights were going to go out. The lights would come back on. We would see that Undertaker scored a quick roll-up, and we were going to see Sting in the rafters, a la WCW, and we would have a full year to go, oh, my God, it's finally going to happen, Sting versus Undertaker for the streak.
Yes, that would have been amazing. Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, I wish that it went that way, but either way, still shocking, that amazing. It's WrestleMania, man. It's WrestleMania. I mean, amazing Hall of Fame ceremony, and then WrestleMania is just crazy. So they always do a great job. I will say that.
Yeah, and despite, you know, people being a little bit upset about that, I most people are saying, like, that it was literally one of the best WrestleManias of all time, and I'm kind of inclined to agree, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the past few years, not so much, but this year was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the matches are great, and then I'm sure being there, you can't even imagine, because, I mean, everybody, especially because, I mean, the streak is 21, so you're thinking, like, oh, Brock Lesnar, he doesn't really show up too much, maybe, whatever, he'll, you know, 22-0, but just to see their faces, can't imagine,
yeah.
And everybody's at home is probably looking exactly the same, I know mine was.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that threw me too was, like, you know, when Undertaker was doing his entrance, you saw, like, the 21 caskets on the video screen behind him, and then they flashed the number 22 and it had Brock Lesnar's name on it, and I was like, holy cow, I'm like, at least make some bit of a secret here. We know you're going to be using this entrance forever, and then holy cow, like, all of a sudden he got the three count. It was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that I just witnessed this, you know?
Yeah, oh God.
I even thought that if they did the Sting thing, that they would wrestle to a draw. Like, they would do some kind of double count out so that there was no winner and no loser.
Yeah, that would have been cool, too. I think just seeing Sting versus Undertaker, that's just one of my matches I'd love, absolutely love to see.
Yeah. So, anyway, speaking of Sting, like, do you still hang out with any of the guys or gals from TNA days at all?
Yeah, absolutely. And Sting was a very big supporter of me when I was in TNA. Like, he always gave me great pep talks every time I saw him at work. And he would say, like, Amiga, I'm rooting for you. Like, let's do this. And let's talk to creative. Let's do this. And maybe you want to try this. Or, you know, and he always just inspired me so much when I was there. And I really appreciate that. So, I mean, he's awesome. Velvet Sky is one of my best friends. Sarita, one of my best friends. She's like family to me, you know, and I hang out with Velvet all the time. I mean, she's not that far from where I'm at, so I see her a lot. And Austin Aries, I see Angelina Love. You know, so it's really good. Madison Rain, I mean, I talk to her a lot. Gail, I'm still really close to the girls, which I think is nice that you can be with a company and form these great friendships with people and still, even though, you know, things didn't work out and you left or however the case, you know, maybe, you still carry on those friendships even though you're not there, you know, and you can see them either at shows or at their houses or dinner or whatever the fact, and just carry on these great people in your life no matter what. And I think the wrestling's really blessed me with that. So, you know, Mickie James, for instance, somebody that I watched and admired so much, and I look up to her, you know, incredibly, and I'm great friends with her. And, you know, once I met her in TNA, she was, her and Tara were people that really just kind of took me under their wing and said, hey, like, we want to help you out, and here's what a push-up bra is, and here's what eyelashes look like, and this is how you do your hair, and, you know, so it was really great. And, you know, even people, you know, from WWE, I mean, Melina, she's one of my best friends, and I love hearing just, you know, her stories and just how she was and her passion for wrestling. And it's really amazing what wrestling has brought into my life.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Gail Kim, you know, I told you off the air that somebody tried to call in. It was actually Gail Kim, and we were, I was hoping to, A, surprise you, and B, that she'd be able to call back in. But she's at a dinner function with Robert Irvine right now, and she tweeted me a few minutes ago. She's like, I walked away from the table twice and tried to call in. She's like, but I kind of have to play the whoopee role right now and be supportive, and people are already looking at me like I'm rude because I walked away twice. But she did try to call in. It was just a little bit too early, and then she had to sit down and eat dinner. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. So, sorry, I wish it could have been like the genuine article, and then you'd have really been surprised. Well, we had a plan. We were just going to play dumb, and I was going to go, oh, we got another caller here, and it was going to be her on the phone.
I think I definitely would have recognized her voice right away. Oh, that would have been great, but I appreciate her doing that. That's really sweet. I mean, again, Gail, another one, loved watching and admired so much and has become one of my close friends, and I talked to her a lot, too, so... That's very interesting. She was going to call in.
I thought it was nice of her, too. So, arguably the best female wrestler on the planet, if not one of the best just wrestlers, period, male or female, on the planet. Just, I mean, just the real deal with her.
Oh, I agree. Hands down, for sure.
So, what do you think about, you probably think it's cool as hell that the Beautiful People got back together?
Actually, it's funny that you bring that up, because when my brother found out, like, I knew for a little bit, but when my brother found out on TV when he was watching it, he was like, oh, and of course, my brother is very, how to put this nicely, ghetto, but he's
okay.
Actually the person that inspired, no, he inspired my Rosita character, to be honest, and when he saw that, his exact words was, oh, snap, the Beautiful People back on TV, TNA is about to be fire again, what? Like, so funny, but, I think it's great that they're back together. I mean, that's what the fans wanted. I mean, that's where they really built up their fan base. Everybody loves the Beautiful People, so I think it's awesome, for sure. And it's different because they don't have Madison with them this time, but she has built up such a strong character by herself now that she can be against them, which is really cool. And then they're incorporating, you know, Brittany, that new girl. So, you know, that works. Works for everybody, really.
Right. Yeah, I kind of like it. I liked it when it was just those two and the Beautiful People. Like, that was just my favorite version of it, I think. So I kind of like it. Yeah, exactly what you just said, that Madison's built up enough now to where she doesn't have to be associated with them, and it can just be the two of them. So, and when you and Sarita were together, too, like, I mean, you and I have talked about this before. Like, Mexican America was, bar none, one of my favorite all-time angles in TNA. Just,
thank you.
I just think that's, like, one of the elements that's missing, just not from necessarily TNA, but just in general wrestling all over. Like, some of that can be, I don't know, like when Gail was on the show a couple of weeks ago, I was telling her two of my favorite things that have happened recently was when MVP first took over the company and Magnus went out into the ring And he started explaining the pecking order to MVP, going, you know, let me explain something to you. You know, we've got, you've got the president of the company, world heavyweight champion, and you. You know, like, who talks to their boss like that? And that just, God, that just cracks me up when those kind of things happen. And then the other one was James Storm hitting the beer bottle over Gunner's dad's head. Like, this poor, skinny old man just crushed it. Who would do that, you know? And that's
James
the
Storm,
type.
For sure.
Right. But that's the same type of humor that Mexican America brought to the table. And I just loved it. Like, every week I was praying that, you know, any version of the four of you guys would come on TV, you know?
Oh, I appreciate that. That really means a lot because, you know, when I first got there, I mean, and again, I never, from when I started wrestling, I was never really a heel at all. You know, I mean, people look at my, you know, 5 foot nothing self, and they're like, yeah, she's a good guy. There's no way she'd be a bad guy, really. But when I got there, they're just like, yeah, you're a heel now. Do it. And I was like, okay, man, like, I got to figure this out. And then one day, we were in a backstage segment with Velvet, and all of a sudden, I don't know what it was. I think I was spending a lot of time with my brother, and I just got really ghetto, and fingers snapping and earrings flying, and that's just, it just came out, you know? And it became really funny, especially coming out of me, you know? And I remember one time, I think it was a gauntlet match or something, but it started off with just me and Velvet, and I was all, the whole time, I didn't do anything. All I did was just, you know, wave my finger in her face, and the earrings came off, and I know Kurt Angle was watching it from the back, and she was just laughing and, like, trying so hard not to laugh. But my goal when I went out there was to at least get a chuckle out of somebody, whether it was Earl or the girls, and I was just finger wagging, and she kicked me, gave me her finish, I rolled out. When I got to the back, Kurt Angle just started clapping, and he's like, you are hilarious. And that was really big for me, so I really appreciate that. I mean, that was, you know, it was so much fun, and the group, I mean, we had group meetings all the time, you know, like how we can make something just stand out and just make people relate to it and either really hate us or really laugh at our stupidity.
Right. Right. Yeah, well, I mean, it was a little bit, I don't know that anybody hated you. I mean, obviously you got the right amount of heel heat that you were supposed to, but I don't think anyone genuinely disliked any of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? But no, that was a great, God, that was a great angle, and I was so sorry to see it, like, go away. But and that was kind of back when TNA was like, let's try this for a couple of weeks, and if it doesn't work or they didn't feel that it worked, you just never saw it again. So there was just, there was a lot of that going on back then anyway. But, yeah, God, I absolutely
loved it. I think most of it, to be honest with you, was around that time there was a lot of contracts expiring, and there was a lot of people going in and out of the office, and, you know, different strokes for different folks, really. Like, some people liked the Mexican-America thing. Some people didn't like some of the members or, you know, whatever it was. Different, you know, chefs in the kitchen just kind of stirred things up a little differently. But, you know, it all worked out in the end, really.
Right. So, anyway, let's flip away from wrestling real quick. I want to talk about Army of the Damned because I think last time you were on, it was, what was it, August or September? And I don't know that it was out yet, but it's definitely, in fact, you can get it on Netflix and Amazon and all that stuff now. So talk a little bit about the movie. Is it like a zombie movie? Is it, you know, are Walking Dead people going to love Army of the Damned? Is it, you know, talk a little bit about it.
You know what? I think that's a great point. I think people who watch any kind of horror movies or, you know, horror fans, sci-fi type of stuff, Walking Dead, they would enjoy this, and mostly because the whole idea of it, it is a horror, but it's, you know, it's plus a comedy, too. We have a lot of great characters. I mean, Joey Fatone is hilarious, and his character works for him, and it kind of reminds me of in Scream, where Courtney Cox is with her and her cameraman. Joey plays the cameraman, and there's a girl who you know, kind of resembles the Courtney Cox thing in Scream, but, you know, he was just so funny and great in his role, and he did his part, and for me, it was, you know, I was a cop at one point, and then I became a demonic psycho once I got killed. So it was really cool because I got to play two different people, really. Of course, this was like my first big role, so I didn't really know how to prep for it. But my favorite person, I mean, whether singing-wise or actress, Aaliyah, she did a movie called, what was it? Romeo Must Die.
Oh,
well,
that,
yeah,
okay.
She's Queen of the Damned, but Romeo Must Die, she played like a normal type of person, just a cool chick, but sassy and different. And that's what I used to inspire my cop character. And then for my psychotic kind of demonic character, I used the Army of the Damned Akasha character to inspire that. So it was nice to do that, but it was just really cool because they had a great group of people. Dreamer played the veteran cop in the movie with me. And, I mean, it played so well because that's our real lives. He's my veteran, and I'm, you know, in the rookie in wrestling. So it was great to just, you know, have that relationship play out on screen and just, you know, play off his humor. He's so funny. It was a really nice group of people. They were all really different. You know, we brought something to, like, me, Dreamer, and Maria brought the wrestling fans. Joy Fatone brought his, you know, pop singer fans. Sully Erna, the rock fans, you know. Michael Berryman and Tony Todd brought the horror people. So it was a nice mixture of people.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I mean, there's some big names in there. Yeah, Maria Kanellis and Sully from Godsmack. And what's Jasmine St. Clair do? Isn't she kind of involved in the wrestling community a little bit too? Or am I remembering incorrectly?
I think she did something in wrestling a while ago. I'm not quite sure that she does anything with it anymore, but she had a smaller role that she, because when I had already been cast for it, her and I had a dinner out in L.A., and she was asking me what I was involved in, and I told her, and she said, that sounds like a really nice project. I'd love to get involved if you can. So I spoke to the director, and he gave her a small role, but it was nice to see her on set, too. So it was a nice vibe, different people.
Right. I brought her up because, like, I know I've told you about this show before. I don't know how well you know of it, but my friend Evan Ginsberg out of New York runs a show called Evan Ginsberg's Legends Radio, and she was on his show. I want to say, let's just say like 3 months ago, and I'm listening. I just kind of like with his show, like I don't listen like every Wednesday like I should. I just kind of go to the archives, and I'll listen to like 7 shows at one time while I'm doing other stuff. Anyway, she comes on the show and she's talking about Army of the Damned, and I, like, my ears kind of perked up. I'm like, I think that's the movie that Tia's in, you know, and I went and double-checked real quick, you know, and lo and behold, there it was. So that's why I was like, wow, worlds are colliding and the, you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon are all of a sudden in play here, you know, like, who knows who kind of thing.
Small world, really, and I mean, the people that we had, you know, we all kind of knew somebody somehow. I mean, the director was absolutely amazing, Tom DiNucci, and the producer, Chad Verity, he owns the Woodhaven Production Company, and they both are just so knowledgeable and just really great at helping you understand what they're trying to bring out of you. And it was great. It was so much fun, and now looking back, I'm like, wow, like, I'm really proud of this. But I can also watch it and say, man, I remember that part where I was freaked out for real. It was crazy. So, you know, and then we did the premiere party at the house that we filmed the movie at, and it was crazy being back there. I will say that. They still actually had our blood all over the ceiling still. And they still had, you know, some of the sets were still the same, like the basement part. Was still the same, just because like they were really part of the work and they didn't want to take it down. So it's a creepy ass basement. We'll see that.
Awesome. What about some of the other movies? Like, there's 4: Devil's Door, Self Storage, Hope Bridge, and The Witches of Oz. Did you have roles in any of those 4 that were like on the same level as Army of the Damned, or were they more bit parts? Or
they were smaller parts. Yes, I worked with Boo Boo Stewart in Hope Ridge, which is a really cute and fun little role that he's somebody that I had met also through the wrestling community. He's a wrestling fan, huge fan of Kane, which is awesome to hear. so, yeah, I mean, he's a great person, awesome vibe. His father is his manager, and, you know, that's actually how I got to meet the producer and director of Devil's Door, and, you know, they're helping me out a lot of different things, and although I'm not signed to an agency or anything like that, I'm blessed to meet people who want to help me or lead me in the right direction. Like, Tommy Dreamer has been my mentor through this entire journey, whether it's acting or wrestling, because he got me to meet the the producer and director for Army of the Dam and Self Storage. So it just all kind of worked out, and I've been really, really grateful because, I mean, normally people would have to go through so many auditions and crazy things to just get some of the opportunities I've had. So I'm very grateful.
Gotcha. Are there any more films on the horizon that you might end up being a part of, or are you going to concentrate on other things?
I just came back from L.A., and I had a lot of auditions out there, and I'm just kind of waiting to hear back and seeing what happens because there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's a lot of opportunities, so I'm excited, and I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going on. I mean, it might be something hopefully with Disney Channel, and I've also, my friends are on that Love and Hip Hop show on VH1, and I've been asked about that a lot, too. So there's a lot of things on the horizon, and I've got a lot of acting jobs, and modeling gigs, too. So it's been working out. I mean, my supplement company, Vitazen, is doing phenomenal, and one of my biggest things I've always wanted to do was, I mean, as a teenager and as a kid, I used to watch, look through Oxygen Magazine and just love be inspired by these women, and man, I would just love to be in that magazine and just, get my picture there. And once I got involved with Vitazen and just these great, supplements, I got a magazine sent to my house, like, hey, you're in Muscle and Fitness, like, you're at Oxygen. I was like, Jesus, it's a whirlwind, it really is. And sometimes you just have to, like, sit back and say, holy crap, I can't believe it. This has all happened right now, and I'm only 23, like, ugh, I mean, a lot
right.
of people say to me, like, I can't believe that you accomplished so much in wrestling and in other places, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know, my clock is ticking. I always have a sense of urgency, and I have to just keep working and just seeing what I can do and where I can really push myself.
Right, that's where you and I are the same. Like, I am so cognizant of how precious time is. Like, just to give you an example, like if I go on vacation, by day two, my brain is like already like starting to get depressed because I know that my vacation is already 28% over. You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
rather than just enjoying the moment, not even thinking I've got 5 days left, just enjoying the moment, like my brain just doesn't work that way. It's just too cognizant of time, and I end up like ruining things that, So I hopefully that doesn't happen to you, but I think a sense of urgency is really something. I mean, you talked about in your article, like how just ignorance, you just have low tolerance for it. I'm the same way on that too. Like, it's okay to be uneducated on something because not everybody can know everything, but to be like, purposefully just have no common sense is annoying. Because I think everybody has a responsibility to that, and I think I kind of look at a sense of urgency in the same way. Like, come on, man, you're not the only person on the planet. Think about other people around you. Take some responsibility.
I just had that happen to me yesterday. I was coming into, I was going for the, I forgot my Easy Pass. I was going through the cash lane, and people were going from the Easy Pass lane into the cash lane all the way at the front because they didn't feel like waiting on the long line. It's like, come on, like. That just drives me absolutely insane. Just little things like that. Just if everybody was just a little more respectful, just be respectful, and just be like more cognizant of other people.
Yeah.
I mean, whether that's just little things at the gym or supermarket or whatever. Like, I mean, please, if I have a huge cart of things and somebody's just got like two things behind me, I'm like, go ahead. Like, I'm saying, like, it's time to kill you.
All right. Yep. Well, anyway,
yeah,
I just on another note, it's funny that you mentioned love and hip hop because, well, tonight's guest was Ashley Reed. Now, she's the daughter of music producer L.A. Reed and R&B legend Pebbles. Her brother was on the show last week, Antonio Reed Jr., and he was on that show, Love and Hip Hop. I think it's like the only TV show he's ever been on. And that's
weird.
That, so like a week later, you're talking about that you might be on that show. That's just kind of back to that whole small world thing. That's just so weird.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I'm good friends with, I know of Erica Mena. She's gone through, we have some mutual friends and stuff, but Rick Dallas is one of a good friend of mine, and he's always asked me about it and, management and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a possibility,
I gotcha. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get into your lightning round here. I'm sure you remember how that works. The this, that, or the other type of lightning round questions, ketchup or mustard, those kind of things. So I'm going to hit your music for that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
I actually didn't even get to ask you, this isn't a lightning round question, but I just, you know, inquiring minds want to know, are you playing any new video games now? Anything that's, like, got your attention video game-wise?
Mm-mm, not necessarily, but I'm waiting for the new Batman game to come out because I hear it's going to be crazy. So I actually went back and started playing the Arkham Asylum and Arkham City Batman game just to kind of prep myself up. But whenever I go over Velvet's house, we play Mortal Kombat every single time I go there. It's either that or we're watching, whatever. Because, we have, she's got some really good old school games, too, like the Mario stuff. So it's been awesome. So definitely Mortal Kombat, Batman are my top two.
I'll be damned. I need to get, I know they, because I'm still stuck on the PS2, and I probably will be for a very long time, but I know they made a PS2 version of Mortal Kombat, and I think there's two or three of them, and I'm like, which one do I get? Because I used to play that on the, Sega Genesis, the old original. Or I think I played number two, because it had Katana and Melina in it. So I think that was
Kandel's my favorite, but you have to play it. I forget, I don't know what it's called, and I'll find out, and you definitely have to play it. I remember it being awesome because they called it, the mother of all Mortal Kombat games. It's everybody, and I'm talking from, Sindel all the way to Moltaro to, King Taro. They had all of them, so, that was my favorite. That was absolutely favorite. You couldn't have so many different characters and stuff. I'm telling you, PS3 version, Mortal Kombat 9, amazing. It tops everything from the storyline to the talent start. Everything's amazing, and I was actually... and I'm going to bust on Shane for this because I was at Shane Helms' house a couple months ago, and he was playing the Mortal Kombat Challenge Tower, and he was stuck on, number 16 or something like that. There's 300 challenges, and I beat them already. And he was just He was like, I can't beat this one round. And I was like, just give it to me. And I did it, beat it in, 2 minutes. And he looks over at his wife, and he's like, can you believe this? She's like, I've been sitting here for, 2 weeks trying to beat this thing. And she comes over for 5 minutes and she beats it. But I was that addicted to the game.
I could have used you for the Grand Theft Auto, the Vice City.
Yeah.
Did you beat that game?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And, see, I could not get past the stage, I'm sure you probably remember, where you had to drive to the mall and I think take your machine gun and literally blow out every single window inside the mall on two or three different levels and then get back on your motorcycle or whatever and drive back to your hideout and do it all in under 3 minutes. I could not beat that stage. And that's where I finally gave up and I ended up taking the game back.
And this is the part where I'll just blow my nails and go,
I wish I would have had a friend who could have come over and got me past that stage for me because I really wanted to see the rest of the game, but I just couldn't get past it. So anyway,
They have I know PS2 probably doesn't have it, but the play online, I've done that. I've played online. AJ Styles has his Xbox now, and Amazing Red, him and I are always playing Mortal Kombat on the live. So I'm on there.
Nice. PS2 does hook up to the internet, but I never tried to do it. Maybe I'll have to look into that and go buy Vice City again and see what I can do. So anyway. All right. Question number one. Here's your lightning round. I'm going to give you a softball first. Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Yeah, see, I think... Already.
It depends on what it is because vanilla is so... blah. It's so bland. Strawberry is my absolute favorite, but chocolate, it's got a little flavor to it. When I think chocolate, I think Oreos, and that's what me and Velvet killed the other day at her house was cookie dough Oreos. Chocolate, so yeah, I'm going to go with chocolate.
All right. Chocolate actually is the more popular answer of the two. I just myself am more of a vanilla person. That is really hard to say, so that's the only reason I busted it. You probably gave the more correct answer. Okay, question number two. This is where it gets a little bit out of left field. I'm not sure if you're ready for this. If we could enter an alternate universe where we could combine the Pearl Jam songs Bush Leaguer and Soldier of Love, would we then name that new song Love League or Soldier of Bush?
Soldier of Bush sounds really naughty, but it's funny, so I'm going to go with that one.
That is the correct. Soldier of Bush is the correct answer.
I'm
going to
call somebody that. I'm going to call somebody that.
All right, question number three. Back to the softballs here. Comic book question. Betty or Veronica?
Veronica.
Thank you.
I love Veronica.
Thank you. You know, it's so weird, like, it's kind of like Ginger or Marianne. Like, you just figure most people are going to say Ginger. I figured most people would say Betty because she's blonde and she's all-American and she's a good girl. But honest to God, 8 out of 10 people on this show give the correct answer of Veronica. If one's a good girl and one's a bad girl, if one's a blonde and one's a brunette, you always take the brunette, you always take the bad girl. That's how it works on this show. So Veronica is the only correct answer. So, all right, here we go. Question number four. Back to wrestling. If you were a booker, which military gimmick would you be less likely to book if you had your own wrestling promotion? Private parts, corporal punishment, or general admission?
General admission is kind of just expected, so I guess it'd be that. Because you want something more, you want to draw people in more. So, yeah, general admission.
That's really probably the stupidest name of the bunch. I would have to. Corporal punishment is clearly the best one. So,
yeah, so it was like, no.
Private parts or general admission? General. I agree with you. I'm going to have to choose.
Yeah.
All right. Question number five. You may get this one if you saw the beginning of WrestleMania last night. True or false? All we want is life beyond Silver Dome.
Life, true. Yes.
So you would say that's true?
True.
Okay. Because the original song was, of course, by, oh my God, why can't I think of her name right now? But the original song was All We Want Is Life Beyond Thunderdome. And then, as you know, Hulk Hogan last night incorrectly forgot that he was in the Superdome, and twice that it's so great to be here in the Silverdome, brother. So that's...
Brother.
That's
get
over
it
that
together, one. Man.
Exactly. Well, that's why Stone Cold was giving him shit. Like, it's so great to be here in the Silverdome with you. And then he just kind of looked at Hulk Hogan like, you idiot. That was great.
I love Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's great.
Yep. All right, question number six. We're going to play Price is Right. We show the retail price as $1.99 for this 6-ounce can of Pringles potato chips. Tia Trinidad, is the actual retail price higher or lower than $1.99?
Higher.
All right, I got to buzz you.
Oh, really?
Yep, I got to give you.
I don't eat Pringles. Ooh, I don't eat Pringles, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stay on my healthy kick, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, actually, at your local CVS, you can pick them up for $1.69 a can. So, yeah, actual retail price.
Well, you would think that those things are expensive anyway. I mean, people inhale those like air.
Right. And you know what my take on Pringles, if snacks had politics, Pringles would be the Nazis. You know, you got that red...
yeah.
And they're all lined up in a perfect line. You know, I don't know. It's just something very nice.
Oh, my God. No, that's true. That's very true.
You know. So, all right. Question number seven. When you go to bed, are you a socks or no socks person?
Oh, I'm totally a socks person. It's funny, but I'm totally a socks person. My feet get so cold at night, so yes.
Thank you.
And a lot of people don't like it, but I say, screw you, take them the socks.
Yep. I think You and I are in the minority on that, but I agree with you 100%, and that is the correct answer. Question number 8. If you could face a New York City news anchorwoman in a cage match, would you challenge Derry Alexander from Fox 5 or Dana Tyler from WCBS Channel 2?
Dana Tyler.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd go with that one.
Yeah, not many people know. Dana Tyler was the lead anchor here in Columbus, Ohio for a very long time before she went over to New York City. So crush on her. Yeah. So question number 9. After any of the wrestling matches that you lost, did Tony the Tiger ever appear to you and suggest your performance would improve if only you'd eat some sugar-coated Kellogg's Frosted Flakes?
If by Tony the Tiger, you mean Velvet Sky? Yes.
She actually encouraged you to eat Frosted Flakes?
Oh, my God. She encourages me to eat every kind of, like, awful food in the world for me, yes. We're sugar buddies. Like, we met and we bonded over bacon. Like, that's how much, like, it was crazy.
God.
She came down the ramp with an I Love Bacon shirt with one of the pigs from Angry Birds, and I was like, oh, I love bacon, too. And she's like, oh, my God, do you like bacon in Velveeta cheese macaroni? And I was like, yes. And then that was it.
Wow. You need to share with her. This is a recipe I came up with a while ago. I was thinking of, like, you know how you've got, like, jalapeno poppers? I was thinking of cheddar cheese and bacon breaded and deep fried, and I would have called them heart stopper poppers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense.
Yeah, there really would be nothing on the planet that could be worse for you, but God, they would taste so good.
I am fried. Ooh. See, I'm on my diet. You can't be doing this to me. There's cookies downstairs, and I'm not even going by them.
All right, I will try and refrain. All right, question number 10. In which of the following activities is the old couple who hasn't had sex in a while more likely to be glad that they've found C. Alice? A, varnishing a park bench. B, enjoying some iced tea on their screened-in porch. Or C, decorating the dinner table with pumpkins, gourds, and autumn leaves.
I'd probably say B, because the most conversations happens when you're drinking iced tea outside on your porch.
All right, I'm gonna have to give you the.
Yeah, absolutely.
it was observed by a friend of mine that really, like, just the scenarios that they come up with that these Cialis commercials are just like, how is this leading to sex? You're varnishing a park bench, you know. So
it's very weird.
I know.
I love those commercials, though. I was just talking to my grandma about those. Like, those commercials that say, take this. It will clear up your depression, but you'll, side effects, if you want to kill yourself, you're pissing blood and your eyes will bleed.
Side effects may
include. That's, like, legal? Like, for real?
I know, the list of the possible side effects are, like, always way worse than whatever you're taking them for. Like,
exactly.
You know, may cause death, accidental dismemberment, you know, bleeding
right?
from the eyes. Yeah.
And
that's
your
penis
will fall off. Like, oh. Well, then there's that. Want to kill myself anyway.
Well, my penis fell off, but at least I'm getting a good night's sleep, you know.
Yeah, right.
You need to, I don't know if you see it on my Facebook, but, like, you know, I was kind of looking up Cialis commercials last night when I was writing these questions, and I ended up coming across this video. Like, I don't want to spoil it. You know, this, of course, goes to anybody out there listening, but check my Facebook timeline. You'll see what's called the funniest Cialis commercial ever. I swear to God, I watched this thing 3 times, and I was in tears. I was laughing so hard at this commercial, so...
Oh, okay.
Be sure.
Okay, yeah, I'll check it out.
All right, cool. All right, two more. Question number 11.
Okay.
Worst name for someone who is deathly afraid of hurricanes, tsunami or typhoon?
How about Shane the Hurricane Helms?
Well, yeah, all right. You went off.
There's that, but no, I'd probably say, I think tsunami is kind of funny. I'd go with that one, like tsunami. Oh, yeah, you can do that, tsunami.
Yeah. Oh, the typhoon's pretty bad, too, but okay, I'll give you two. Just for going off the board for Shane the Hurricane Helms, I think that's a great answer because I forgot, like, you guys were friends. I didn't even think of that when came up
yeah.
with that part.
I can't help but think about him every time I hear something about a hurricane or anytime there was hurricanes, like Hurricane Sandy or anything like that. I was like, look, see, Shane, you continue to mess things up for everybody. Look at you. Look at you. The best thing was actually Jazz. I saw her at a wrestling event in North Carolina. She's like, are you going to see Shane later? And I was like, yeah. She's like, tell him I said stay in the back. I was like, why? And she's like, well, when I first heard stand back, there's a hurricane coming through, I thought it was stay in the back because it makes more sense. And I was like, what? In a hurricane, I don't think you stand back necessarily or stay in the back. I don't know. She's like, just tell him. So I went to Shane and I was like, hey, stay in the back. There's a hurricane coming through, and he got all types of mad. He's like, did Jazz tell you to say that? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. But she went on thinking that for so long.
That's hilarious. How is, like, talking about the best female wrestlers on the planet, like, how is Jazz? Like, she's certainly in that group.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. I mean, she looks great, and she is amazing to work with in the ring. I mean, the last time I wrestled her was the first time ever, and we, you know, we didn't really know each other, especially when you're going in and wrestling somebody new, you don't know their styles or how they work in the ring, but man, we just flew, like, it was so fluid and so great. I loved working with her, and she was such a great presence, and it just made everything so much easier, and I appreciate her so much, because not only is she, you know, great in the ring and takes care of you, but she's an awesome person to be around. So Jazz, ooh, thumbs up for you. Love you, girl. She's awesome.
Yeah, I remember when you've probably at least crossed paths or know of Sue Young. When Sue Young used to be like the co-host of this show, and she was either her number one or like top three favorite people to work with, just because based on everything that you just said.
Absolutely. And it's weird because I was telling Shelley Martinez and Amber O'Neill after my match that I had with her, I was like, wow, this is so weird. And I remember having certain times this moment came to me, and it was when I was wrestling Nikki and Tara and Jazz. And then when I was in the ring with Lita, when she was my guest referee at one point in a match with, it was me and Madison versus Angelina and Velvet. And I just remember getting these flashbacks of when I was a kid, just watching them and in such awe of these beautiful and strong women, and just loving and saying, wow, I wish one day I can work with them. And then when it actually happened, I just took a step back and I was like, oh my God, like that really just happened. Whether it was on TV or just, you know, filmed at a show that we were at, I was like, this is something that I can always hold on to forever, knowing like, wow, you remember seeing this, like 8 years old or, you know, 10, and just saying, wow, like, I wish. And, you know, dreams come true. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So, and they were amazing, like, all of them. I mean, from Gail to Mickey to everyone that I worked with was great. So, it's really cool.
Yeah. I think aside of Awesome Kong, if I had to pick one, like, female, well, yourself, of course, but, you know, one just, like, out of the blue wrestler to come back, I think Jazz would be very close to the top of my list, because she was just fun. I loved watching her in the ring. She was just phenomenal.
Absolutely. And speaking of Awesome Kong, I mean, that would be a great match to see me and her, because, like, Gail was tiny. Like, her and Gail's matches are fucking, I'm sorry, it's freaking amazing. But
yeah.
I also think that just the height difference between, you know, me and Kong, it would just play out so well. And, I mean, everybody wants to see that David versus Goliath thing, so.
Right.
Awesome.
That's exactly the phrase I used with Gail in talking about her, you know, like, because her matches with Terrence Terrell, the ladder matches and stuff, were, like, arguably, like, some of the best matches we've seen in recent memory, but I don't mm-hmm. think they stack up to her and Kong because of what you just said. It had that built-in dynamic to it of the David versus Goliath thing to it. And
absolutely.
For me to say that, because I like Gail as a heel 100 times better than I like her as a baby face. So for me to even say that, I mean, that's just tantamount to how, like, amazing those matches were, you know. And you're right. You versus Kong would be amazing for exactly that.
Absolutely. Like, I've seen it with, you know, even, you know, me and, you know, Tamina, or me and, what was her name? She was in TNA. She was with Gail, what was her name? Lady Tapa, you know. And even me and Tara, you know, I loved that she was so much bigger than me, because it was so cool. She was like, I'm going to throw you around like a little rag doll today. Here we go. Like, it was great, you know. And I just did we did a House of Hardcore show. I think it was in November. It was me and Carlito versus Stevie Richards and Victoria, as she goes by there. But it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. When we played off that whole, like, you know, David versus Goliath thing, and then, you know, it was a tag match, mixed tag, so I got to get in there with Stevie, too, so it was really fun, and I love that, because that just makes it so much easier for the fans to, like, really, really, really want to pull for you. And I remember watching Rey Mysterio matches, and he was always the underdog, and knowing, like, oh, my God, see, I want him to win, and just that urge, that pull, and, you know, you have to attach to somebody's heart to really, like, want them to cheer for you, so that's always what I'm going for.
That's kind of cool that she and Stevie got to kind of reprise that old partnership from, God, like 10 years ago.
It was awesome.
Yep. She's another one that you need to include in that conversation of the best female wrestlers on the planet. Like, she's she was really, like, the very first, like, legitimate badass female to come through. Because before that, it was like, you know, Stacy Keibler and bra and panties and pulling hair, and it was, you know, a lot of that. But then she was the first one to really come through, probably her and Lita, that could really go.
Yep, Lita was my absolute, like, inspiration, and not going to lie, I shed a tear, like, knowing, like, wow, this is amazing. I loved seeing her getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. It was beautiful. She looked beautiful. And Ivory as well. That was another person. She had
amazing,
you know, body, and she just was awesome in the ring. She was awesome. So, yeah, definitely. When those girls, like, you know, came in, it was just so cool to see, like, yes, you can have, you know, the Stacy Keiblers, and, you know, you got stuff for the guys, too, but you had just strong, beautiful women who played their parts and played it very well. You know, I mean, then Trish, you know, I mean, she's in a league of, like, of her own, really.
Right. Yeah, she kind of went from, like, you know, okay, here I am, the cute little model, to somebody that could really just legitimately wrestle. Like, she busted her ass. You can
absolutely
tell.
Absolutely, and that's what I mean. Like, just going from one mold to the other is just, it's crazy, and it's so great for somebody to do that, you know, because I get the question all the time, like, how do you feel about these models coming in WWE movement or TNA? And, like, for me, it's kind of like, all right, do you? Like, they have their spots that they play, and that's what they're there for, and you need those people. You do. And then you also need the Litas. You need the Stacy Keiblers, and you need the Litas, and you need, you know what I'm saying, you need something for everybody, and that's what makes a division so great. You have variety.
Right. Well, I think, you know, I would argue that's the beauty of TNA, is that, you know, everybody there looks good, and they all wrestle well, too. You know, probably why, I don't know. I'm just kind of biased toward TNA in general anyway, but I would argue that, hey, man, you know, that roster combines the best of both, you know.
And it's funny because at one point, I mean, you had me and Sarita, and then you had the beautiful people, and then you had Winter, and she was so different and crazy, and, you know, you had so many different people, ODB. So, it was just a really nice variety of women, and you got something from everybody, you know, and you didn't feel like you were just watching the same type of people, anything. So it was cool.
Right. So, all right, well, let's go to the very last question. Now, this used to be a three-part question. I used to have use a coupon was one of the answers, but everybody said that, so I've eliminated that from the realm of choices, and now we just have two. What is the worst thing a guy can do on a first dinner date? A, ask for a doggy bag, or B, order a root beer?
Ooh, that's a little difficult. I'd say probably order a root beer. It's like, get a real beer. Be a man.
There we go. Thank you.
So that was a doggy bag? Like, I say that because I don't get to, you know, I order huge meals. So I'm usually the one asking for doggy bags also. But, yeah, be a man. Get a real beater.
There you go. And it's okay if the woman wants a doggy bag. That's fine. But for the guy, I think there's that stigma attached that, you know, you're the king, you're the czar. Why the gods bring me? You know, I don't care about waste. I'm the king. You know, it's just can I have a doggy bag? This seems so wimpy to me. But you're right. Like, this is what I told Ashley before. There's a buddy of mine that every time he and I ever go out to dinner anywhere, we go to some pretty nice places, he'll ask the waiter, do you have root beer? And I just kind of want to crawl under the table every time he asks. I like root beer, but you don't ask that in a restaurant. I'm sorry. You just don't.
Yeah, no. It's not my, no. Mm-mm.
You know,
absolutely
this,
not. It's like, this, can you also ask for like a dainty little like pink napkin, really? Like, come on.
And this concept eludes him. Like, why? It tastes good. Why should I be embarrassed about it? But yeah, you said it.
Yeah,
order a real fucking beer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Think I've ever been out with any guy and they've ordered a root beer, ever.
Thank God.
Yeah, seriously.
Right.
They would have been getting bad jokes from me all night.
Right. But see, now, if I would have included use a coupon, you would have chosen use a coupon like everybody else did. Because that's really bad. Because that
mm-hmm.
implies that the guy only brought you there because he had the coupon for the place, you know.
Right. Yeah, so, no. I mean, use a coupon would have been top, but root beer is pretty whack.
Gotcha. All right, Tia. Well, we actually, believe it or not, we actually went 30 minutes over.
Oh, my God.
That is tantamount to how great of an interview this was. Like, you know, we were supposed to wrap
awesome.
Up about 10 till, so that's, it's been great having you on. But go ahead and hit some plugs for everybody. You know, let them know where to find you on Facebook, Twitter, obviously, you know, especially where they can get your movies and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, take 1 minute, 2 minutes, you know, hit your plugs.
Awesome. Well, you can go to my website. I'm going to update it with everything that I'm, you know, every. I'm going to be at a Chiller event in New Jersey on April 25th and 26th. And all my updated schedule is going to be on my website, so theatrinidad.com. And Twitter is at theatrinidadtmt. Facebook, same thing. It's facebook.com/theatrinidadtmt. And, and you can get Army of the Damned. It's on Amazon, Video On Demand, iTunes, everywhere, so you can check it out. Give me your feedback. Let me know what you think.
Cool. And I'll throw this in, too, because I know you're on YouTube, and I think you're on Instagram also now, aren't you, correct?
Oh, yes, Instagram, same thing. Everything is all the same. So from YouTube all the way to Instagram, same thing, TheaTrinidad TMT.
TMT.
I try to keep it all the same, just in case.
Right. Do you ever get where you want to take the AC/DC TNT song and kind of apply it as your theme song and convince people they're hearing MT and not NT? Does that ever – you ever wish – God, I wish it would have just – it's one letter off. Does that ever
frustrate you? I know.
It's
one letter. It's one. But, yeah, I know, and I should, really.
Yeah. So – all right, hon. Well, you know, I mean, this stands forever. It's the same thing I told you last time. Anytime you want to come back on, you want to plug something, you know, the door's always open for you. You know that.
Thank you so much. I love being on here. You guys are awesome. So thank you.
Thank you. And, and if anybody didn't catch all those plugs she hit, just go to Tia's page on the smartasses.net network. Just... smartasses.net, click on Top 100 Sexiest Women, go to the T's, and she's right there, too, so you can catch all of her links right there, and check out her last interview on this show, and you can check out her Hot Chick of the Month article. It's all linked right there, too. So, all right, hon, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to take our last break here and get to Geek News, but, yeah, great talking to you, and good luck with whatever happens to you in the future, and definitely don't be a stranger, all right?
Thank you. It's great being on here.
No problem. Thank you for coming back on. And all right, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And in a few minutes, we'll be back with this week's installment of Geek News. Stay tuned.
Hello, sci-fi fans, it's me, George Norris here. And when I'm not manning the mic at Ghost to Ghost, well, I'm listening to Beyond the Truth on Smart Mark Radio. Because they don't talk about Ouija boards, so I don't get spooked.
George, shut up.
Nope. Sorry, Mr. Bell. Say, did you buy gold or solar-powered Sea Crane radios?
Shut up.
Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. on SmartMarkRadio.com.
Hey, I'm Fred Meek, defensive back for the Boondock Saxons. Hey, kid, get away from my Betamax collection. That's it. 3 weeks in the closet for you. I am doing a new thing now. In partnership with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization of Greater Boondock, I am spending time with fatherless tots being a big bother to them, so they know what it is like to have a male authority figure around when they are causing mischief. Hey, there's Tom Crash, our quarterback. He's a big bother, too.
Hey, Freddy. Boy, it sure is fulfilling being a big bother to fatherless youth. I had Jimmy here wax his car and told him he could drive it this weekend if he scored high on his math test. When he got an A-, I grounded him for a week and took it out myself cruising uptown.
If you want to be like Tom and I,
hey, Jimmy,
and help serve your community,
just run down to the corner and get your old Uncle Tommy a pack of smokes,
by
huh?
being a big bother for unruly tots in your neighborhood who are in need of a male authority figure to teach them a thing or two.
Whatever they want. No, you can't get yourself anything.
Visit www.
You think money grows on trees, you little
bigbothers.org or dial 1-800-BOTHERS.
Scram.
That's 1-800-BOTHERS.
Punk.
Remember, if you don't have a father, have a bother.
To become a smartassaholic, check out our online magazine at smartasses.net for replays of our radio show's audio humor, pay-per-view predictions, the Smartasses Hot Chick of the Month, and official Smartasses paraphernalia, as well as entertainment articles, videos, celebrity news, free sarcastic e-cards, geek culture, and one of the four largest annual top 100 sexiest women lists in the world.
What kind of geek are you?
I'm a geek in the band.
Why, I'm an anime geek.
I'm a furry.
I am a chat room geek.
I am a Marvel Comics geek.
I am a DC Comics geek.
You know that, chum?
Back at ya.
I am an RPG role-playing game geek.
I'm a computer geek. With geek. The computer geek.
I am a crossword puzzle geek.
I'm a Harry Potter geek.
I am a Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm a video gamer geek, bro.
Well, I don't know, but I think I'm a science fiction geek.
Oh, my. I'm a Star Trek geek.
Well, I'm a doctor, not a Trek geek.
You have no honor if you're not a Star Trek geek.
Well, they asked me to be a Star Trek geek, and I made it so.
Hey, I'm a World of Warcraft geek. Fuck the moon.
Whatever kind of geek you are, Smartasses has you taken care of. Log on to smartasses.net and click the Got Geek button. All sorts of t-shirts, mugs, and other gifts for geeks. And by the way, Smartass's Gifts for Geeks is also the home of the 24x36-inch Ultimate Word Search poster. And if you can't defeat it, I'ma laugh and call you a bitch.
Looking for more Smartasses? Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/smartasses.net. You can also find us on funnierdie.com/smartassesnet. And don't forget to follow us on Tumblr at smartassesnet.tumblr.com.
Now, my fellow Americans, when I'm not off shooting zombies with my infamous predator drones, Michelle, Sasha, Malia, and I are listening to Smartasses Radio. So, God bless you, God bless America, and God bless Smartasses Radio.
To interact with Smartasses Radio live on the air, follow us on Twitter and tweet your thoughts to the hosts at SmartassesNet using the hashtag Hail Jackie. Smartasses Radio. To call in and talk to the hosts, dial 646-478-5863. or click on the blue letter S to call in via Skype. And now, back to Smart S's Radio.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Thank you, Maynard. Oh, what a great show. What a great show. Those interview, we went a little bit long with Ashley Reed. That's great. And then we went even longer with Tia Trinidad, which is equally as great. Man, what a great show. Just a great all-around show. Loved talking to both of these lovely individuals this evening. Two wonderful ladies that I certainly hope will come back to this show often. Very, very, very good show. So, anyway, I know a lot of people out there are really wanting to kind of like, hey, wrap it up, Jenny Video, because I want to go watch some Raw. So we're going to do just that. I'm going to hit you with a little bit of quick geek news, and then we're going to go ahead and just wrap up the show. So without further ado, here is your
geek news.
Well, it is a habit that has caused people to walk in front of cars, bump into lampposts, and miss their front door, which I tend to do whether I'm carrying something or not. But texting while you walk could get to be a little bit safer in the near future here, if rumors about a new iPhone are true. Apple experts have apparently created transparent texting, which I don't know why, but that just sounds very sexual to me. Transparent texting technology, which would overlay messages on a live video feed from the rear of your camera. In other words, you're holding your phone in your hand. There's a little camera on the bottom of it that shows you the pavement that you're walking on, and that video plays underneath your text messages. That's how that would work. So this would mean you could reply to texts from friends and check the pavement for obstacles at the same time from your smartphone screen. Now, avid ebook readers could also have their background changed to the street ahead, allowing iPhone users to be nose deep in a novel as they walk to work. How cool is that? So, here's the thing, though. Apple is not the first to explore transparent texting. An app which allows people to text while their rear camera is activated has been available as a download for iPhones since 2009. And in case you're wondering, there is a similar software for Android devices, too. So anyway, that is the point that I'm going to wrap this sucker up. I know last week I went 25 minutes too long, and I couldn't even get my outro out. So I'm going to make sure that I get that out this week by saying and reminding you, if you haven't been to Smartasses Magazine online yet at smartasses.net, we, Geekers, Jackie, Boss, and I strongly encourage you to do so. Our radio show's archives are there. New articles are being posted all the time. You can get back to Ashley's interview on there. You can get to Tia Trinidad's profile that's got all her social networking links right there for you, as well as a lovely photo gallery of her, her Hot Chick of the Month article where you can read up on her, where we gave her basically 20 lightning round questions in one article. All of that, along with what is really a full-fledged comedy album of the bits that we have to pull down from this show, we put them up on the internet for you on smartasses.net. So all of that's right there. One click, smartasses.net, and you can hear not only the archives, but really what amounts to a full-fledged comedy album, all for free, folks. George Carlin's not around anymore. Cheech and Chong aren't making comedy albums. Bob and Doug McKenzie aren't making comedy albums. We here at smartasses.net are making comedy albums, and you don't have to buy them. You just go to smartasses.net, click on the link for audio humor or comedy album or whatever the hell it says, and you know what? Sit around the computer with your kids and laugh your butts off. That's all I'm saying. And, of course, next week right here on Smartasses Radio, we're going to have from, again, Frasier, The New Adventures of Old Christine, Devious Maids, and, of course, my favorite, Bitter Party of Five, actress Trisha O'Kelly, plus returning Smartasses Magazine's 2013 Sexiest Woman Alive, 90210's Jessica Lowndes, next week right here on Smartasses Radio. So with that said, that is going to wrap it up for yet another episode of Smartasses Radio. I am your host, Johnny Hollywood Video, reminding you, if you can't get it anywhere else, get it on video. Bye-bye.